This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Money Pit is presented by Dush Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy holidays, everybody. We hope that you're enjoying this very special time of the year. And as we seal ourselves up inside the home and we start to spend more time inside than outside, you get to spend a lot of time focusing on those four walls. And if you've got projects you want to tackle to make your home look better, feel better, be more comfortable, use less energy, now would be a great time for you to reach out to us with those questions, because that's what we do. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or faster yet, you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. You can record your question. It will come right to us for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's episode, are you guys collectors of leftover paint? Unfortunately, it doesn't have much of a resale value like other things we collect, but in my house, I do seem to have a never-ending supply of partially used cans of paint. And if that's you, we're going to share some tips on how you can preserve that paint and great ways to use it up.
And are you planning on selling your home this coming year? Well, if you are, a few recent trends may have homebuyers looking elsewhere. We're going to share what to avoid when you put your house on the market.
And as you do your gift shopping, have you guys noticed how many retailers offer the opportunity to purchase a extended warranty? I mean, extended warranties are available on everything from toasters to TV sets, right? Well, do they ever make sense? Generally not. We'll explain why and what you can do instead in just a bit.
But first, guys, our focus is you. We know it's the holiday season. We know you guys are all busy. So let us help you make all of those DIY projects manageable, doable, and get them off your to-do list before the big man arrives at the end of the month. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can grant your Christmas wish.
We want to take those projects and make them DI done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Cheryl in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have some countertops that are plywood. I just purchased a house recently, and I'm planning to do a total remodel in about a year. But right now, the countertops are plywood, and so I wanted an idea to put on the countertop so that I don't have water damage to the plywood, and plus something that looks nice, and I was wondering if you might have an idea.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different options, of course, at a variety of price points, and if you're looking for something that's just going to be temporary but still stylish and functional, you know, probably your quickest and most DIY and affordable option could be tile. Now, that's going to be something that you could easily do on your own, and there's a lot of different choices to keep you within a variety of price points. And that generally can look really, really great. The other options are laminate countertops, which you can get pre-cut at the local home center, and that just depends on how much of a run you need and how much actual cutting to fit to size that you have to get. But those are probably going to be your two most affordable. I think with tile, it really gives you an opportunity to make it really stylish and your own and something that you can feel proud of doing yourself and last you through the long haul until you're ready to do a major remodel.
Okay. And what do you usually adhere the tile with? I'm not really much of a DIY person, but I'm sure I think I could do it, but I was just kind of curious with the water, what adheres that tile and keeps that countertop protected?
So there's two options. There's a tile mastic, which is sort of like a glue that you trowel onto the plywood and you stick the tiles onto that. And then there's like a tile mat. It's like a two-sided adhesive mat that you glue that down to the wood surface in your case. Then you peel off a backing and you can stick the tiles right on top of that. So there's a couple of ways to do that. If you can find the mat, what's interesting about that is you can grout right away. If you use the mastic, you've got to let it dry overnight and then you can grout.
Okay. I like those ideas. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Mike in Pennsylvania is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
My kitchen floor is vinyl, floor, with a couple of things in it where things have been dropped over the years. So it's broken the outer seal and the black is showing through, the underlayment or whatever. So a couple of options, and I've had experience with sticky back tiles on the laundry room concrete floor. I've also put ceramic tile down in a foyer. With the cement board and so forth. And what I'm thinking, in my kitchen, if I went with the ceramic, then I've got a problem with putting the cement board down plus the ceramic tile, and I'd have to cut some doors. My question is, I think the easy way out, would sticky back tiles work over a vinyl floor?
I think probably not too well. I've got another option for you. Have you considered laminate flooring? Are you familiar with it?
Yeah.
So laminate flooring is perfect for this situation because you can lay it down right over the old vinyl, or you could pull the vinyl up if you choose to. It doesn't have to be glued down. The boards simply lock together. The tongue and the groove joint of the laminate boards, whether they're strips or whether they're square planks, will lock together. And then essentially it will just sit on top of that floor. You leave about a quarter of an inch space between the edge of the laminate and the floor. You can use a piece of shoe molding to cover that between the baseboard molding and the laminate itself. And it doesn't take up a lot of room, not as much room as putting down, you know, you mentioned the backer board and the tile and so on. It's only going to take up about a quarter of an inch or so. Now, I've had laminate floor in my kitchen for almost 20 years, and you can hardly see anywhere on tear at all. You'd be hard-pressed to find any worn areas. It's really incredibly durable stuff.
So there's no grout or anything. They just interlock, basically, like a tongue and groove, right?
No. And the thing is, you could find laminates that look like stone tile. You could find them that look like ceramic tile or marble. And you could find them that look like hardwood floor. They're absolutely beautiful, and they're super durable. So I think that's the best solution for your situation. Mike, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you're sitting on a stash of leftover latex paint, and let's be honest, who isn't? You know, you've got a closet or a shelf somewhere that has all of that paint from probably three coats ago. Well, you may have a gold mine when it comes to home decorating, but, you know, with a little imagination and some creative flair, you can be using that leftover paint to give your home some extra appeal and, you know, have a lot of fun in the process. We've got some tips to help with that next on the Money Pit.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call. Reach out now with whatever it is you are working on. Send your questions to moneypit.com/ask or listen and learn from the solutions that we deliver to you and your fellow DIYers every week in every episode of the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Cindy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us all about your roofing problems.
We have a camp, and it's got it's a metal building with the pitch on the roof. There's several different layers of the pitch. It goes down, and so let's be like three different pitches on it. We had it put in, probably in 07 or 08. And then around 2011, we decided to pull off that plastic wrap insulation off the inside of the roof and spray on the spray insulation on it. Once we did that, that's when we started noticing the leaks. So we tried different things. We even had another company come out, pull out all the screws and put in new ones that were a little fatter, and so with the washers and all that mess with them to seal it. That has not worked. We've been up there on that roof, I don't know how many different times, trying to put silicone on the on top of the screws after we clean it down along the seams. Sometimes we've even had to get up there, and he's had to pull out the screw, put silicone in, and put the screw back in. It's just been an absolute nightmare to try.
You said these are metal roof panels. Is it like corrugated roof? What kind of metal roof is it?
Right, it is. It's like a corrugated roof.
So they're big metal panels, right?
Right.
When you try to replace these screws, I guess you're essentially taking the panels almost off the roof, right, because you're removing all the fasteners?
Yeah, well, we can't. I mean, with the spray and everything else, I mean, we had even thought about could we, you know, take the roof off and start over. And now with the spray down on it, we can't even do that.
Oh, so this spray is actually up on the underside of the metal roof itself?
Right. So it's like glued down now.
So there was basically no, there was no like sheathing or anything underneath this?
No. When we started this project, we started it with someone who we thought, we didn't know anything, and we thought the person knew everything. And now we know better, but, you know, we messed up, and now we're kind of caught in a bad position.
So, yeah, it's not a good situation because it's kind of hard to try to repair something that probably wasn't put in well to begin with. So I have one idea for you, and that is to put another layer of roofing over the roofing that you have now, but put ice and water shield in between the layers. So ice and water shield is very effective at sealing these kinds of leaks. That's specifically designed to seal around fasteners. And if you were to, if it was possible for you to put another layer of metal roofing over this, but put ice and water shield in between, that would definitely stop the leaks from happening. Short of that, I think this is a situation where the roof has to come off and you really have to do it right from the get-go, because I don't think the roof was just put on, I guess, over some sort of furring structure or something like that. There was never any ice and water shield underneath that. And so I'm not surprised that it does leak, especially from driving rain. I don't think you can rely just on the fasteners or even fasteners that have, like, rubber gaskets on them to keep that kind of a roof completely leak-free.
All right. Well, I tried. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. I wish we could give everybody a quick fix, but sometime we just can't, especially when you have a roof that's been going so wrong on so many levels for so long. You just can't bring it back.
Well, one thing most homeowners have stashed around the house, maybe the basement, the garage, is leftover paint from their last project. And let's be honest, probably the project before. Well, instead of letting that paint sit around gathering dust, you can actually put that extra paint to good use with some fun and practical projects.
Yeah, so for starters, if you have a small amount of paint, try using it to refresh furniture. A coat or two can turn an old stool or table into a bold statement piece in minutes. Or if you want something even easier to do, you could paint a picture frame or paint flower pots. These are quick, low-commitment ways to bring a pop of color to your decor.
Now, another way you can be using that leftover paint is to create an accent wall. Even if you only have a quart of paint, that's enough oftentimes for a small wall, and it can totally change the feel of that room. Or get creative with some patterns. You can use painter's tapes to create some stripes, some chevrons, even a checkerboard on the floor or a wall, whatever you like. It's a great way to add some interest and your personality to the space.
Now, keep in mind that the most important reason to hold on to leftover paint is for touch-ups. If you've got dings and scratches on walls or cabinets, a quick dab of that paint can make them disappear.
But keep in mind that paint is only going to last if you store it properly. So you need to keep it at room temperature. If it freezes, it's no good to anyone. You want to keep the lid of the can clean. If paint piles up on there, air is going to get in and that paint's going to dry out. And another trick here that helps is to punch a few holes in that lip so the paint, when it does get in that ring around it, it will drain out and not clog it up so it doesn't seal properly.
Now, the best trick of the trade, in my view, store the paint can upside down. This way, the paint in the can will actually seal off and prevent any air that can leak through the lid. Now, if you want even more tips and ideas and inspiration about how to work with leftover paint and how to store it properly, head on over to our website at moneypit.com. We've got a whole list of creative ways to put that old paint to good use.
Marilyn, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
We are a military family. My husband's in the military, and I'm a stay-at-home mom to five kiddos, and we homeschool. And basically, in the past when we've moved, we've always bought a house. And basically, you know, thinking that if you pay yourself, it's better than paying someone else. However, we're moving to Illinois this time, and the property taxes are quite excruciatingly high. And we're just trying to decide if it's better to buy or to rent this time.
So do you know how long you, your husband, well, first of all, thank you for your service and your family's service. Do you know how long you will be in the Illinois area?
Well, it could be anywhere from 2 years to 3, 4, 5. You never know with the military,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know what the risk is. If you buy a house and then it turns out you have to move again, if you can't sell it, or if the market turns and ends up not being worth what you paid for it, you could get underwater pretty quick on that. And so in circumstances when you're in the military, I think a lot of times it does make sense to rent, because the other thing is you don't want to have to move out of there, now need to carry two houses, maybe find yourself
being a distant landlord to a property. You know, these are all difficult scenarios that you really want to avoid. Have you spoken with your accountant about the tax consequences of perhaps renting instead of buying? Because there may be some advantages there.
We haven't yet, because we just found out a couple days ago. So.
And you know what? You can always rent first. Renting is a short-term commitment. I understand that moving is a hassle, but you could always rent first, get to know the area, get more comfortable, and then make a decision later if it looks like you're going to stay. You don't have to do it all at once.
Okay. I guess my hesitation with that is that we have 5 small children, so I'd like to move as little as possible.
I would think that better off selling it now, putting it on the market now, maybe you'll find a cooperative buyer who can delay the closing date until you guys are ready to move out. But I wouldn't want to find you stuck not being able to get a buyer, running out of time while your family needs to move on to the new location. So I think a bird in the hand is worth 2 in the bush, as my dad always used to say. So I would try to put that on the market now. And hopefully it'll sell quickly, and you'll be able to take your time getting to the new location. And by the way, since I can imagine with 5 kids, you find the house just chock full with stuff, the best way to get your house ready to sell, there's a great article on our website at moneypit.com about this, but conceptually, what we'd like to see you do is to try to declutter as much as possible, make those rooms look big and bright, because anybody that's going to buy your house is going to probably be moving from, say, another crowded house or crowded apartment. You want to make sure it looks like their stuff can fit in there. And then if you have any rooms that need to be repainted, just choose neutral colors for the same reason. Make it look open and inviting, and that will help you sell the property as quickly as possible.
Carrie in Alaska is dealing with a heating problem. It's cold there. What's going on?
I live off-grid with a battery bank and inverter with a solar and generator backup to recharge batteries. Consequently, I have a full electric house with propane direct vented furnace. My question is, will installing a drop ceiling improve my heating efficiency and lower my propane bill, because my ceilings are like vaulted at 17 feet and a lot of the heat goes up? So I'm just wondering, basically a 12 by 24 foot area.
So Carrie, what you need to do is to not only put in that drop ceiling, but to put insulation bats above the drop ceiling. If you just put the drop ceiling in, you will not have enough R value in that drop ceiling to do the job you needed to do. So I would build the drop ceiling, and then I would put probably at least 12-inch thick unfaced fiberglass bats on top of it. It should be plenty strong enough to support that. Just stacked end-to-end right above that ceiling. You're going to have to kind of put the frame in, put a couple of ceiling panels in, drop some insulation in, sort of work your way across. But if you were to put that much insulation above the drop ceiling, it will have a huge difference in your heating bill, because right now you're spending most of that money to heat that ceiling cavity, and you've just got to keep the heat lower than that.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. I appreciate the help there.
You're welcome, Carrie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this holiday weekend here at the Money Pit. Perhaps you're decorating, putting up the tree, enjoying time with your family, whatever you've got going on. We're so glad you decided to join us. Coming up this hour, are you planning on selling your home this coming year? Well, a few recent kitchen trends are pretty much guaranteed to dissuade buyers. We're going to share what those are and what you can do to update them when the Money Pit returns.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grimsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You know what season this is, Leslie?
It's the home improvement time.
It is. And the perfect gift is my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. It covers all of the maintenance that you'll need to take care of your home, save money, and get comfortable. It's available on Amazon, and you can find it by going to moneypit.com/dummies. Moneypit.com/dummies. It makes a great gift for any friends or family who own a house, or it's a gift for yourself if you're in a house and you need to take care of it and you don't know where to start. And we want to make sure that we take care of homes because they're getting very, very expensive.
And that's what Home Maintenance for Dummies does. It spells it out step by step. So have a look.
Barbara in Texas is on the line with a brick question. What's going on?
Well, I have brick around my house, and the mortar is coming out. Back when it was built around 40 years ago, I didn't put in enough of the cement so it would stay in. So I don't know if that's something I should attempt to try to fill in. I know matching the grout color is real important. What do y'all recommend?
So do you have a lot of this to do, Barbara, or is this just sort of some minor repairs?
There's quite a bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend you do it yourself. I'd have a mason do this because there is some technique to this. You have to mix up the mortar just right. It's got to be kind of sticky. And once it's laid in, it really takes a skilled hand to do it. So I would have a professional do that. I would not make that a do-it-yourself project. If it was, you know, just some areas that were broken out and needed some minor fix, then I'd say okay. But if there's a lot of repointing to do, I would not suggest you do that yourself, only because it takes an awful lot of practice and a sort of a steady hand that is something you wouldn't be able to do right out of the gate.
Okay. I need some good advice like that. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck, Barbara. Happy to help.
Well, if you're planning on selling your home this coming new year, kitchens are a very important aspect. But there are a few recent trends that are pretty much guaranteed to dissuade those buyers. The first one here is open shelving. Now, I really feel strongly that there are two types of people in this world, those who love an open shelf in the kitchen and those who hate it. Well, if you fall in that first group, there is no guarantee that a potential buyer of your home is also going to love that open shelving. I personally hate it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to be bothered with making sure everything is styled perfectly on my shelf day after day. I do that enough at work. When I get home, I want to close the door, and you don't need to see the 35 different sports bottle cups things we have. So that is definitely a sort of polarizing topic there in a kitchen.
Now, next, sterile kitchens. Now, while there's nothing wrong with a sleek, contemporary kitchen, some homeowners today take the idea a bit overboard. So if your kitchen is so white and so featureless and shiny that it might be mistaken for an operating room, chances are it's not going to appeal to many potential home buyers. So think about injecting some color, some texture, some personality if you want to get top dollar for your home.
The other thing we're talking about here is bright mosaics or some sort of, you know, crazy tile backsplash. They can be very eye-catching, great, but if you have no intention of moving soon, awesome. Tile it any way you want. Go with the biggest trend. However, if you think you might be putting your house on the market, know that not every buyer is going to love that color or the pattern you've selected. Neutral tile selections help potential buyers really imagine how their own color and style preference is going to coordinate with all of those other elements in a kitchen or even a bath for that matter. So, you know, if you're going to be in the house for a while, go crazy. Decorate how you want, design how you want, but know that if you're selling, it could be a detriment to a buyer.
You know, you can't underestimate the importance of neutral colors. When I was in the home inspection business, I inspected a lot of homes that were taken over by relocation companies. These are pros at selling homes as quickly as possible. What would they do as soon as the old homeowner left and that moving van rounded the corner? They'd send in the painters. They would rip out floor materials. They would rip out old carpet. They'd put in beige carpet and off-white walls. Why? Because no matter who looked at that house, their stuff was going to fit in that new color scheme. Might seem a little bit boring, but it works. So don't go too crazy with color. It really can turn a lot of folks off.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, as you're doing your gift shopping, have you noticed that many retailers are offering the opportunity to purchase an extended warranty? Now, these seem to be available on everything from a toaster to a TV, but do they ever actually make sense? We're going to share some tips just ahead. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Do you feel like you're ready to renovate like a pro? Well, tune on into the Money Pit podcast. We're going to give you some expert tips and tricks, whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover. You're going to gain the knowledge and the confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece.
Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Dan in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a back porch that I turned into a salon and for my wife, and it was never insulated out there, and I've insulated the walls and ceiling, and I need a way to insulate the floors, and what it is, it's about a foot off the ground at the front of it, and maybe a foot and a half at the back of it. And there's not really a good way to crawl under there and try to insulate. I was wondering the best way to try to insulate that to keep the pipes from freezing.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult because you have no access to that space. I mean, in a perfect world, you'd be able to get under there and push some fiberglass bats underneath the floor, but you can't do that. Now, what kind of flooring is down from the top side? Is there any way you can remove that floor and insulate and then reinstall it?
No, not without great difficulties. It's got old 2x6. Flooring with sheeting on top of that, and then I've got a laminate-type flooring on top of that.
So the flooring is finished, too, correct?
Yes, yes.
I don't have a good solution for you because you have no access to that space.
Very, very little access around the edges. I mean, I can get to the edges and insulate around the outside, but I wouldn't even know.
If you could get creative and get those insulation bats up and, you know, pressed up under that floor, you know, that's going to help, but it's very difficult. You know, one thing you could also consider doing is spray foam insulation. A spray foam pro might be able to get the tools back down to the nooks and crannies of that floor space to be able to foam it and sort of work their way out. Spray foam, you spray it and it expands. There's a very significant expansion ratio of maybe 100 to 1 or so. So they put a thin coating on the inside of the floor, it will like fill up to like 8 inches or 10 inches thick. So that's a possibility, but again, it's tricky.
And I ran plumbing and water, so I need to somehow.
Well, if you ran the plumbing and the water, why didn't you insulate the pipes at the same time?
Well, if I was planning on, I thought there'd be a way to insulate around the outside of it or insulate. I ran everything through a window through the basement to get out there, so I've got airflow through my basement. So if I could somehow insulate around the edges, I think it might keep it enough to.
Right. You might want to dig out some of that crawl space, you know, create kind of like a Yankee basement there. Not enough to do anything more than crawl in there, but you may need to lower some of it to get access to that space and do everything that you need to do. That's a problem when you convert spaces like that. You know, they were never intended to be a living space when they were first constructed. So they're very challenging to work around, just like you're experiencing.
Yeah, I'm finding that out. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if an appliance is on your holiday shopping list, more likely than not, you are going to be asked if you'd like to buy an extended warranty with that product. And you might be wondering if it makes sense to do so. Now, the Federal Trade Commission says millions of consumers pay for protection that they don't need. So to keep from wasting money, you've got to do your homework.
Now, first, you need to compare coverage. Know what the basic warranty covers to see if the extended warranty truly provides you with enough additional coverage. Also, know your appliance. You can check its repair reputation online at websites like ConsumerReports.com to see how likely it is that that appliance will break down.
You want to also check for hidden costs. Now, extended warranties often have deductibles, service fees, even cancellation charges. Find out whether a technician is going to come to your house or if you have to take it in to be serviced. And if you have to take it in, find out how far away those repair locations are.
And finally, you will not only see extended warranties offered on appliances. Any toy store, sporting goods store, electronics store will try to tack these product protections on to a sale. Write the register. Well, they're trying to catch you at a weak moment. It's the worst place for you to make any kind of intelligent decision because you really need to do the homework to know if it's the right opportunity for you.
All right, now we're going to remote Alaska where Lonnie has an igloo question. I don't think we've ever talked about an igloo.
Okay, well, we have the opportunity to purchase a monolithic dome, which is it looks like an igloo.
Oh, okay.
And when we were touring it, it's only a 20-foot in diameter. But they did have a dehumidifier inside, and on the outside it had just been painted with a like a vinyl paint, a thicker paint. Mm-hmm. And there was bubbles on the outside, and I took a knife and poked it, and water drained out. So I'm wondering if there's a condensation problem, especially for mold, and what it would take to remedy that.
So what is this dome constructed out of? Is the entire thing concrete, or what's it made out of?
It is concrete.
Well, listen, you've got to have some sort of a system to try to manage moisture in a space like that because, let's face it, first of all, concrete is very hydroscopic, so water that will get into that concrete at the base where it comes in contact with the soil, and it'll draw up into the concrete surface and essentially saturate the entire thing. If there's bad drainage, it can get worse, but I could definitely see how it would stay very, very damp. The moisture that you're seeing inside that paint is clear evidence of the fact that this structure is holding a lot of water. Now, it could draw from the soil, or it could just be from the humidity in the air that's getting into the walls. So it definitely has to be managed, and it sounds like just a dehumidifier by itself may not be the answer. You might need to really have an HVAC Pro design system that could manage that moisture. And in terms of the paint itself, you also have to choose a paint that is designed to stick well to concrete. You mentioned this is a really thick paint. We've seen a lot of paints out there that claim to be sort of almost like a liquid siding that are very thick, but the problem is that they're not vapor permeable, so they don't breathe. As a result, everything stays underneath it, and then when you see those bubbles and the water's just forming right there, it's just going to continue to push that right off. And I imagine when it gets really, really cold, it'll probably freeze and expand and crack that paint, basically making it worthless. So I think you have reason to be concerned, and I would definitely, if there's a good professional home inspector in that area that could look at it for you, that might be a pro to start with, but I definitely think you're going to need to have an expert design a system that works for that. You know, typically when you paint concrete, you want to use an epoxy-based paint that has really high adhesion and really strong durability. But it sounds to me like this paint that they used in this case was not that type of paint.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. Coming up, are you adding a festive touch to your windows? Well, it's a great way to spread that holiday cheer as long as you avoid damaging the window frame. We're going to share some non-destructive decorating secrets next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Brandon wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I know you always recommend priming before painting. I'm buying brand new interior pre-primed slab doors. Should I reprime the doors before painting them? The finish paint I'm using is primer and paint in one.
Okay, so if the door is pre-primed, primed at the factory, you don't have to apply a primer. You can put the top coat right on that. Keep in mind that primer and top coat paint have different properties, so there's no purpose in putting more primer on top of old primer. And speaking of that, I generally don't like to use paint and primer in one. There's always going to be trade-offs when you do that. If you try to put multiple coats on, I find that it doesn't really cover very well and gets a little bit sloppy and hard to use. You see a lot of brush marks and roller marks and that sort of thing, and you're not really getting any extra protection. Look, manufacturers, I give them credit. They're trying to make it easier for folks to prime stuff before they paint it, because there's a lot of complaints when you put paint on and it starts to peel. You got to use the primer. The primer makes the paint stick, right? But primer and paint in one doesn't really buy much. I would definitely tell you to do it the old-fashioned way and prime it with a primer and then paint it with paint designed to do just that. Well, adding a festive touch to your windows is a great way to spread some holiday cheer, but you need to make sure you know how to attach those decorations without damaging window frames. Leslie shares some non-destructive decorating tips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, windows are getting more energy efficient and more complicated, and you really need to be careful what you're sticking in there, right?
Yeah, I mean, you really don't want to mess up a window frame because you can totally ruin the energy efficiency and the functionality. So you have to really take care when you're decorating the windows for the holiday season. You know, that's really the issue. So there's a few obvious things that you should never do to your window. Don't drill into or puncture the frame or the sash. Also, you want to steer clear of gluing, stapling, taping lights to that window frame. And be careful with real pine branches or cones, because that fresh pine sap can leave nasty stains after the holiday season is over. And while it's tempting, do not spray fake snow from aerosol cans on your windows. It can be very hard to remove after the holidays. I tried to spray some fake spider web. That was like this really fancy theatrical fake spider web, like on some decorations in the foyer of my house, and I got it on the wall, and now I have forever spider web wall. It's gross. But I can't get it off, so don't be like me and just be careful with what you're doing to decorate. So how can you safely add some holiday cheer to your windows? Suction cups, they're great for hanging glass ornaments, icicles, a small lightweight wreath. If your home has some younger kids in it, those adorable peel-and-stick temporary decorations that are kind of like gummy and gooey but don't stick and make a mess, that's so much fun. You mean you have to let the kids kind of put the stuff up the way they will. The spelling of Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or Season's Greetings is never going to be straight, and it might, quite frankly, be misspelled, but let the kids have their fun, and you just put the OCD on hold for a couple of weeks. But there's really a ton of great ways. You just have to make sure that anything that you're attaching, just watch around the trim. Now, if you have your heart set on attaching something to your window area, do it on the decorative trim by the wall, not the window itself. That we can fix and repair and not worry about.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you plan to do some window shopping for windows, you may find that it's one pretty confusing experience. Well, fortunately, there is one label that's required to be on every new window sold, and if you know how to read it, finding the best windows becomes instantly simplified. We'll explain how to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute, KCNR, to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is in direct contact with a Syrian rebel group that led the overthrow of Bashar Assad's government. BBC correspondent Tom Bapin reports on an international meeting in Jordan.
Most countries here have, in one way or another, become entangled in the civil war at some stage during its 13-year march, and each brings their own interests and concerns. But key to today's discussions was the American demand that whoever runs Syria does so in a non-sectarian way that doesn't pose a threat to surrounding countries.
Also at townhall.com, Senator Tom Cotton lays out a host of complaints about China's influence in the U.S. in a new book called Seven Things You Can't Say About China.
This is the whole point of the book. Are there certain things that almost anyone faces reprisal, threats, job loss, cancellation, if they say about China?
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Officials say a French territory in the Indian Ocean has suffered extensive damage from a powerful cyclone. Here's BBC correspondent Will Leonardo.
Chido slammed into Mayotte on Saturday, the worst storm to hit the islands for almost a century. Videos have shown whole neighborhoods of shacks, common housing for Mayotte's 300,000 residents, torn down by extreme winds with people picking through the rubble. 8,000 kilometers away in Paris, France's new Prime Minister, François Bayrou, held an emergency response meeting. His interior minister spoke of an emerging tragedy on Mayotte. He said it would take days to establish how many people had been killed. Thankfully, the airport is still said to be able to receive military planes, but communication is patchy and people have been struggling to contact relatives.
That's BBC correspondent Will Leonardo. You'll find breaking news and analysis, more headlines and stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
A rare twister may have swept through the city by the day today.
San Francisco residents woke up to the first ever tornado warning Saturday. National Weather Service meteorologist Dalton Berenger in California.
We have several reports of trees down. There are a few reports coming in of roof damage on a few buildings, some siding damage on some buildings as well.
He says tornadoes in San Francisco are rare. The last time one blew through, 2005, there was no warning.
Correspondent Julie Walker. Also, a major ice storm has created treacherous driving conditions across Iowa and eastern Nebraska and prompted temporary closures of I-80 after numerous cars and trucks slid off the road. Many events have been canceled across the area, and businesses announced plans to open late yesterday as officials urged people to stay home if possible, but temperatures rose high enough in the afternoon to melt most ice in most places. This is townhall.com. ABC News has agreed to pay $15 million toward Donald Trump's presidential library. The network's decision settles a lawsuit over anchor George Stephanopoulos' inaccurate on-air assertion that the president-elect had been found civilly liable for sexually assaulting writer E. Jean Carroll.
A jury in 2023 found Trump liable for defaming Carroll by claiming that she had made up a sexual encounter. In addition to payout for the library, ABC will also have to post a notice of regret on its website and has to pay $1 million for Trump's legal fees.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn. The former president huddled with allies at the Army-Navy football game today. He took in one of the most storied rivalries in college sports while spotlighting his emerging national security team. The Navy beat Army 31-13 in the 125th matchup between the two service academies. You'll find more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Last year, your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Ready? Go!
Okay, doctor.
Operation!
No, the most amazing care.
They changed my life.
Highland Hospital for Children!
People just like you. Kids like me can play in the game of life.
Thank you!
Go to loveshriners.org right away. Thank you!
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your teeth are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope to see when I wake up, I'm going to see that you came to my house too.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy holidays, everybody. We hope that you're enjoying this very special time of the year. And as we seal ourselves up inside the home and we start to spend more time inside than outside, you get to spend a lot of time focusing on those four walls. And if you've got projects you want to tackle to make your home look better, feel better, be more comfortable, use less energy, now would be a great time for you to reach out to us with those questions, because that's what we do. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or faster yet, you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. You can record your question. It will come right to us for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's episode, are you guys collectors of leftover paint? Unfortunately, it doesn't have much of a resale value like other things we collect, but in my house, I do seem to have a never-ending supply of partially used cans of paint. And if that's you, we're going to share some tips on how you can preserve that paint and great ways to use it up.
And are you planning on selling your home this coming year? Well, if you are, a few recent trends may have homebuyers looking elsewhere. We're going to share what to avoid when you put your house on the market.
And as you do your gift shopping, have you guys noticed how many retailers offer the opportunity to purchase an extended warranty? I mean, extended warranties are available on everything from toasters to TV sets, right? Well, do they ever make sense? Generally not. We'll explain why and what you can do instead in just a bit.
But first, guys, our focus is you. We know it's the holiday season. We know you guys are all busy. So let us help you make all of those DIY projects manageable, doable, and get them off your to-do list before the big man arrives at the end of the month. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can grant your Christmas wish.
We want to take those projects and make them DI done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Cheryl in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have some countertops that are plywood. I just purchased a house recently, and I'm planning to do a total remodel in about a year. But right now, the countertops are plywood, and so I wanted an idea to put on the countertop so that I don't have water damage to the plywood, and plus something that looks nice, and I was wondering if you might have an idea.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different options, of course, at a variety of price points, and if you're looking for something that's just going to be temporary but still stylish and functional, you know, probably your quickest and most DIY and affordable option could be tile. Now, that's going to be something that you could easily do on your own, and there's a lot of different choices to keep you within a variety of price points. And that generally can look really, really great. The other options are laminate countertops, which you can get pre-cut at the local home center, and that just depends on how much of a run you need and how much actual cutting to fit to size that you have to get. But those are probably going to be your two most affordable. I think with tile, it really gives you an opportunity to make it really stylish and your own and something that you can feel proud of doing yourself and last you through the long haul until you're ready to do a major remodel.
Okay. And what do you usually adhere the tile with? I'm not really much of a DIY person, but I'm sure I think I could do it, but I was just kind of curious with the water, what adheres that tile and keeps that countertop protected?
So there's two options. There's a tile mastic, which is sort of like a glue that you trowel onto the plywood and you stick the tiles onto that. And then there's like a tile mat. It's like a two-sided adhesive mat that you glue that down to the wood surface in your case. Then you peel off a backing, and you can stick the tiles right on top of that. So there's a couple of ways to do that. If you can find the mat, what's interesting about that is you can grout right away. If you use the mastic, you've got to let it dry overnight, and then you can grout.
Okay. I like those ideas. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mike in Pennsylvania is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
My kitchen floor is vinyl. Vinyl floor with a couple of things in it where things have been dropped over the years. So it's broken the outer seal and the black is showing through, the underlayment or whatever. So a couple of options, and I've had experience with sticky back tiles on the laundry room concrete floor. I've also put ceramic tile down in a foyer with the cement board and so forth. And what I'm thinking, in my kitchen, if I went with the ceramic, then I've got a problem with putting the cement board down plus the ceramic tile, and I'd have to cut some doors. My question is, take the easy way out, would sticky back tiles work over a vinyl floor?
I think probably not too well. I've got another option for you. Have you considered laminate flooring? Are you familiar with it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So laminate flooring is perfect for this situation because you can lay it down right over the old vinyl, or you could pull the vinyl up if you choose to. It doesn't have to be glued down. The boards simply lock together. The tongue and the groove joint of the laminate boards, whether they're strips or whether they're square planks, will lock together. And then essentially it will just sit on top of that floor. You leave about a quarter of an inch space between the edge of the laminate and the floor. You can use a piece of shoe molding to cover that between the baseboard molding and the laminate itself. And it doesn't take up a lot of room, not as much room as putting down, you know, you mentioned the backer board and the tile and so on. It's only going to take up about a quarter of an inch or so. Now, I've had laminate floor in my kitchen for almost 20 years, and you can hardly see anywhere on tear at all. You'd be hard-pressed to find any worn areas. It's really incredibly durable stuff.
So there's no grout or anything. They just interlock, basically, like a bunging groove, right?
No. And the thing is, you could find laminates that look like stone tile. You can find them that look like ceramic tile or marble, and you can find them that look like hardwood floor. They're absolutely beautiful, and they're super durable. So I think that's the best solution for your situation. Mike, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you're sitting on a stash of leftover latex paint, and let's be honest, who isn't? You know, you've got a closet or a shelf somewhere that has all of that paint from probably three coats ago. Well, you may have a gold mine when it comes to home decorating, but, you know, with a little imagination and some creative flair, you can be using that leftover paint to give your home some extra appeal and, you know, have a lot of fun in the process. We've got some tips to help with that next on the Money Pit.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call. Reach out now with whatever it is you are working on. Send your questions to moneypit.com/ask or listen and learn from the solutions that we deliver to you and your fellow DIYers every week in every episode of the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Cindy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us all about your roofing problems.
We have a camp, and it's got it's a metal building with the pitch on the roof. There's several different layers of the pitch. It goes down, and so let's be like three different pitches on it. We had it put in, probably in 07 or 08. And then around 2011, we decided to pull off that plastic wrap insulation off the inside of the roof and spray on the spray insulation on it. Once we did that, that's when we started noticing the leaks. So we tried different things. We even had another company come out, pull out all the screws and put in new ones that were a little fatter, and so with the washers and all that mess with them to seal it. That has not worked. We've been up there on that roof, I don't know how many different times, trying to put silicone on the on top of the screws after we clean it down along the seams. Sometimes we've even had to get up there, and he's had to pull out the screw, put silicone in, and put the screw back in. It's just been an absolute nightmare to try.
You said these are metal roof panels. Is it like corrugated roof? What kind of metal roof is it?
Right, it is. It's like a corrugated roof.
So they're big metal panels, right?
Right.
When you try to replace these screws, I guess you're essentially taking the panels almost off the roof, right, because you're removing all the fasteners?
Yeah, well, we can't. I mean, with the spray and everything else, I mean, we had even thought about could we, you know, take the roof off and start over. And now with the spray down on it, we can't even do that.
Oh, so this spray is actually up on the underside of the metal roof itself?
Right. So it's like glued down now.
So there was basically no, there was no like sheathing or anything underneath this?
No. When we started this project, we started it with someone who we thought, we didn't know anything, and we thought the person knew everything. And now we know better, but, you know, we messed up, and now we're kind of caught in a bad position.
So, yeah, it's not a good situation because it's kind of hard to try to repair something that probably wasn't put in well to begin with. So I have one idea for you, and that is to put another layer of roofing over the roofing that you have now, but put ice and water shield in between the layers. So ice and water shield is very effective at sealing these kinds of leaks. That's specifically designed to seal around fasteners. And if it was possible for you to put another layer of metal roofing over this, but put ice and water shield in between, that would definitely stop the leaks from happening. Short of that, I think this is a situation where the roof has to come off, and you really have to do it right from the get-go, because I don't think the roof was just put on, I guess, over some sort of furring strips or something like that. There was never any ice and water shield underneath that. And so I'm not surprised that it does leak, especially from driving rain. I don't think you can rely just on the fasteners or even fasteners that have, like, rubber gaskets on them to keep that kind of a roof completely leak-free.
All right. Well, I tried. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. I wish we could give everybody a quick fix, but sometime we just can't, especially when you have a roof that's been going so wrong on so many levels for so long. You just can't bring it back.
Well, one thing most homeowners have stashed around the house, maybe the basement, the garage, is leftover paint from their last project. And let's be honest, probably the project before. Well, instead of letting that paint sit around gathering dust, you can actually put that extra paint to good use with some fun and practical projects.
Yeah, so for starters, if you have a small amount of paint, try using it to refresh furniture. A coat or two can turn an old stool or table into a bold statement piece in minutes. Or if you want something even easier to do, you could paint a picture frame or paint flower pots. These are quick, low-commitment ways to bring a pop of color to your decor.
Now, another way you can be using that leftover paint is to create an accent wall. Even if you only have a quart of paint, that's enough oftentimes for a small wall, and it can totally change the feel of that room. Or get creative with some patterns. You can use painter's tapes to create some stripes, some chevrons, even a checkerboard on the floor or a wall, whatever you like. It's a great way to add some interest and your personality to the space.
Now, keep in mind that the most important reason to hold on to leftover paint is for touch-ups. If you've got dings and scratches on walls or cabinets, a quick dab of that paint can make them disappear.
But keep in mind that paint is only going to last if you store it properly. So you need to keep it at room temperature. If it freezes, it's no good to anyone. You want to keep the lid of the can clean. If paint piles up on there, air is going to get in and that paint's going to dry out. And another trick here that helps is to punch a few holes in that lip so the paint, when it does get in that ring around it, it will drain out and not clog it up so it doesn't seal properly.
Now, the best trick of the trade, in my view, store the paint can upside down. This way, the paint in the can will actually seal up and prevent any air that can leak through the lid. Now, if you want even more tips and ideas and inspiration about how to work with leftover paint and how to store it properly, head on over to our website at moneypit.com. We've got a whole list of creative ways to put that old paint to good use.
Marilyn, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
We are a military family. My husband's in the military, and I'm a stay-at-home mom to five kiddos, and we homeschool. And basically, in the past when we've moved, we've always bought a house. And basically, you know, thinking that if you pay yourself, it's better than paying someone else. However, we're moving to...
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Put a couple of ceiling panels in, drop some insulation in, and sort of work your way across. But if you were to put that much insulation above the drop ceiling, it will have a huge difference in your heating bill, because right now you're spending most of that money to heat that ceiling cavity, and you've just got to keep the heat lower than that.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. I appreciate the help there.
You're welcome, Kerry. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this holiday weekend here at the Money Pit. Perhaps you're decorating, putting up the tree, enjoying time with your family. Whatever you've got going on, we're so glad you decided to join us. Coming up this hour, are you planning on selling your home this coming year? Well, a few recent kitchen trends are pretty much guaranteed to dissuade buyers. We're going to share what those are and what you can do to update them when the Money Pit returns.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
What resonated with you today?
The opportunism that he had. He talked about being a basketball player and how those leadership opportunities helped him, how even those small things can help out in the long term, the networking he did, the connections, and overall being a reliable person, because you have to be pretty reliable to partner with the government. So,
do you have any of those strengths in common with Jonathan?
I do think I'm a pretty opportunistic person. I take my chances.
And where are your interests?
I like computer science, so I like to program.
You ready to code now? We can sign you up.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The IRS wants to do your tax returns. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The IRS now has a $114 million budget to expand their direct file program. Filing with the IRS is like playing poker with mirrored sunglasses. Don't show your cards. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You know what season this is, Leslie?
It's the home improvement time.
It is, and the perfect gift is my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. It covers all of the maintenance you'll need to take care of your home, save money, and get comfortable. It's available on Amazon, and you can find it by going to moneypit.com/dummies. Moneypit.com/dummies. It makes a great gift for any friends or family who own a house, or it's a gift for yourself if you're in a house and you need to take care of it and you don't know where to start. And we want to make sure that we take care of homes because they're getting very, very expensive. And that's what Home Maintenance for Dummies does. It spells it out step by step. So have a look.
Barbara in Texas is on the line with a brick question. What's going on?
Well, I have brick around my house, and the mortar is coming out. Back when it was built around 40 years ago, I didn't put in enough of the cement so it would stay in. So I don't know if that's something I should attempt to try to fill in. I know matching the grout color is real important. What do y'all recommend?
So do you have a lot of this to do, Barbara, or is this just sort of some minor repairs?
There's quite a bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend you do it yourself. I'd have a mason do this because there is some technique to this. You have to mix up the mortar just right. It's got to be kind of sticky. And once it's laid in, it really takes a skilled hand to do it. So I would have a professional do that. I would not make that a do-it-yourself project. If it was, you know, just some areas that were broken out and needed some minor fix, then I'd say okay. But if there's a lot of repointing to do, I would not suggest you do that yourself, only because it takes an awful lot of practice and a sort of a steady hand that is something you wouldn't be able to do right out of the gate.
Okay. My need is some good advice like that. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck, Barbara. Happy to help.
Well, if you're planning on selling your home this coming new year, kitchens are a very important aspect. But there are a few recent trends that are pretty much guaranteed to dissuade those buyers. The first one here is open shelving. Now, I really feel strongly that there are two types of people in this world, those who love an open shelf in the kitchen and those who hate it. Well, if you fall in that first group, there is no guarantee that a potential buyer of your home is also going to love that open shelving. I personally hate it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to be bothered with making sure everything is styled perfectly on my shelf day after day. I do that enough at work. When I get home, I want to close the door, and you don't need to see the 35 different sports bottle cup things we have. So that is definitely a sort of polarizing topic there in a kitchen.
Now, next, sterile kitchens. Now, while there's nothing wrong with a sleek, contemporary kitchen, some homeowners today take the idea a bit overboard. So if your kitchen is so white and so featureless and shiny that it might be mistaken for an operating room, chances are it's not going to appeal to many potential home buyers. So think about injecting some color, some texture, some personality if you want to get top dollar for your home.
The other thing we're talking about here is bright mosaics or some sort of, you know, crazy tile backsplash. They can be very eye-catching, great, but if you have no intention of moving soon, awesome. Tile it any way you want. Go with the biggest trend. However, if you think you might be putting your house on the market, know that not every buyer is going to love that color or the pattern you've selected. Neutral tile selections help potential buyers really imagine how their own color and style preference is going to coordinate with all of those other elements in a kitchen or even a bath for that matter. So, you know, if you're going to be in the house for a while, go crazy. Decorate how you want, design how you want, but know that if you're selling, it could be a detriment to a buyer.
You know, you can't underestimate the importance of neutral colors. When I was in the home inspection business, I inspected a lot of homes that were taken over by relocation companies. These are pros at selling homes as quickly as possible. What would they do as soon as the old homeowner left and that moving van rounded the corner? They'd send in the painters. They would rip out floor materials. They would rip out old carpet. They'd put in beige carpet and off-white walls. Why? Because no matter who looked at that house, their stuff was going to fit in that new color scheme. Might seem a little bit boring, but it works. So don't go too crazy with color. It really can turn a lot of folks off.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, as you're doing your gift shopping, have you noticed that many retailers are offering the opportunity to purchase an extended warranty? Now, these seem to be available on everything from a toaster to a TV, but do they ever actually make sense? We're going to share some tips just ahead. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtrete, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Do you feel like you're ready to renovate like a pro? Well, tune on into the Money Pit podcast. We're going to give you some expert tips and tricks, whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover. You're going to gain the knowledge and the confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece.
Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Dan in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a back porch that I turned into a salon and for my wife, and it was never insulated out there, and I've insulated the walls and ceiling, and I need a way to insulate the floors. And what it is, it's about a foot off the ground at the front of it, and maybe a foot and a half at the back of it. And there's not really a good way to crawl under there and try to insulate. I was wondering the best way to try to insulate that to keep the pipes from freezing.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult because you have no access to that space. I mean, in a perfect world, you'd be able to get under there and push some fiberglass bats underneath the floor, but you can't do that. Now, what kind of flooring is down from the top side? Is there any way you can remove that floor and insulate and then reinstall it?
No, not without great difficulties. It's got old 2x6. Flooring with sheeting on top of that, and then I've got a laminate-type flooring on top of that.
So the flooring is finished too, correct?
Yes, yes.
I don't have a good solution for you because you have no access to that space.
Very little access around the edges. I mean, I can get to the edges and insulate around the outside, but I wouldn't even know.
If you could get creative and get those insulation bats up and, you know, pressed up under that floor, you know, that's going to help, but it's very difficult. You know, one thing you could also consider doing is spray foam insulation. A spray foam pro might be able to get the tools back down to the nooks and crannies of that floor space.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com. The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
If
you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
It's only a 20-foot in diameter, but they did have a dehumidifier inside, and on the outside, it had just been painted with a like a vinyl paint, a thicker paint, and there was bubbles on the outside, and I took a knife and poked it, and water drained out. So I'm wondering if there's a condensation problem, especially for mold, and what it would take to remedy that.
So what is this dome constructed out of? Is the entire thing concrete, or what's it made out of?
It is concrete.
Well, listen, you've got to have some sort of a system to try to manage moisture in a space like that, because let's face it, first of all, concrete is very hygroscopic, so water that will get into that concrete at the base where it comes in contact with the soil, and it'll draw up into the concrete surface and essentially saturate the entire thing. If there's bad drainage, it can get worse, but I could definitely see how it would stay very, very damp. The moisture that you're seeing inside that paint is clear evidence of the fact that this structure is holding a lot of water. Now, it could draw from the soil, or it could just be from the humidity in the air that's getting into the walls. So it definitely has to be managed, and it sounds like just a dehumidifier by itself may not be the answer. You might need to really have an HVAC Pro design a system that could manage that moisture. And in terms of the paint itself, you also have to choose a paint that is designed to stick well to concrete. You mentioned it's a really thick paint. We've seen a lot of paints out there that claim to be sort of almost like a liquid siding that are very thick, but the problem is that they're not vapor permeable, so they don't breathe. As a result, everything stays underneath it, and then when you see those bubbles and the water just forming right there, it's just going to continue to push that right off. And I imagine when it gets really, really cold, it'll probably freeze and expand and crack that paint, basically making it worthless. So I think you have reason to be concerned, and I would definitely, if there's a good professional home inspector in that area that could look at it for you, that might be a pro to start with, but I definitely think you're going to need to have an expert design a system that works for that. You know, typically when you paint concrete, you want to use an epoxy-based paint that has really high adhesion and really strong durability. But it sounds to me like this paint that they used in this case was not that type of paint.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. Coming up, are you adding a festive touch to your windows? Well, it's a great way to spread that holiday cheer as long as you avoid damaging the window frame. We're going to share some non-destructive decorating secrets next.
Live in the Money Pit.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name's Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. and I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio, and you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Brandon wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I know you always recommend priming before painting. I'm buying brand new interior pre-primed slab doors. Should I reprime the doors before painting them? The finish paint I'm using is primer and paint in one.
Okay, so if the door is pre-primed, primed at the factory, you don't have to apply a primer. You can put the top coat right on that. Keep in mind that primer and top coat paint have different properties, so there's no purpose in putting more primer on top of old primer. And speaking of that, I generally don't like to use paint and primer in one. There's always going to be trade-offs when you do that. If you try to put multiple coats on, I find that it doesn't really cover very well and gets a little bit sloppy and hard to use. You see a lot of brush marks and roller marks and that sort of thing, and you're not really getting any extra protection. Look, manufacturers, I give them credit. They're trying to make it easier for folks to prime stuff before they paint it, because there's a lot of complaints when you put paint on and it starts to peel. You got to use the primer. The primer makes the paint stick, right? But primer and paint in one doesn't really buy much. I would definitely tell you to do it the old-fashioned way and prime it with a primer and then paint it with paint designed to do just that. Well, adding a festive touch to your windows is a great way to spread some holiday cheer, but you need to make sure you know how to attach those decorations without damaging window frames. Leslie shares some non-destructive decorating tips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, windows are getting more energy efficient and more complicated, and you really need to be careful what you're sticking in there, right?
Yeah, I mean, you really don't want to mess up a window frame because you can totally ruin the energy efficiency and the functionality. So you have to really take care when you're decorating the windows for the holiday season. You know, that's really the issue. So there's a few obvious things that you should never do to your window. Don't drill into or puncture the frame or the sash. Also, you want to steer clear of gluing, stapling, taping lights to that window frame. And be careful with real pine branches or cones, because that fresh pine sap can leave nasty stains after the holiday season is over. And while it's tempting, do not spray fake snow from aerosol cans on your windows. It can be very hard to remove after the holidays. I tried to spray some fake spider web. That was like this really fancy theatrical fake spider web, like on some decorations in the foyer of my house, and I got it on the wall, and now I have forever spider web wall. It's gross. But I can't get it off, so don't be like me and just be careful with what you're doing to decorate. So how can you safely add some holiday cheer to your windows? Suction cups, they're great for hanging glass ornaments, icicles, a small lightweight wreath. If your home has some younger kids in it, those adorable peel-and-stick temporary decorations that are kind of like gummy and gooey but don't stick and make a mess, that's so much fun. You mean you have to let the kids kind of put the stuff up the way they will. The spelling of Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or Season's Greetings is never going to be straight, and it might, quite frankly, be misspelled, but let the kids have their fun, and you just put the OCD on hold for a couple of weeks. But there's really a ton of great ways. You just have to make sure that anything that you're attaching, just watch around the trim. Now, if you have your heart set on attaching something to your window area, do it on the decorative trim by the wall, not the window itself. That we can fix and repair and not worry about.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you plan to do some window shopping for windows, you may find that it's one pretty confusing experience. Well, fortunately, there is one label that's required to be on every new window sold, and if you know how to read it, finding the best windows becomes instantly simplified. We'll explain how to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi everyone, welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Happy to come to you from a rainy 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. I'll tell you, I have not seen Manhattan this crowded maybe since 2018, and it's not just with illegal immigrants. That was the case. This is families. And I think between 30 Rock and our Great Tree, which is now a tourist attraction, that they did a great job here, management of making it a place that people want to stop and go. Last night, I understand, there was a proposal, and a wedding proposal right in front of our tree yesterday. So that's kind of cool. All the security guys were talking about that rather than the protesters that come, I think, every Tuesday around noon, which is always fun to go get lunch at that time. This hour, we're going to be joined by John Reynish, Democratic strategist, and Brett Baer, chief political anchor for Fox News, anchor special report. And you see him weeknights at 6, but you see him all over the channel, too. Hey, Brett, welcome.
Morning.
I was surprised that, you know, one of my big three, I'm going to forego now to get quality time with you, but you believe the drone story in New Jersey, Staten Island, nonstop since middle of November to today, is the number one story.
I mean, I think so. Maybe it's my obsession with it because I just think it's so unbelievable that no one in government is telling us anything about this. And, you know, why hasn't one of these things been shot down? Probably because there are.
It's a little dangerous. They're huge.
I don't know. It's just bizarre. And there are more and more of these sightings. There was one over Langley Air Force Base. There's a couple in the southern border. There's, I mean, these are big things. And we haven't found anything that explains it, and no one is talking on Capitol Hill or at the White House.
Off camera?
No, nothing.
So here's Tony Gonzalez yesterday, military guy at the border. By the way, huge swarms of these cartels are using drones, too, to find out where the weaknesses are, where they can put their
people through and the fentanyl through. Here's Tony Gonzalez yesterday on Capitol Hill talking to one of these experts. Cut 26.
You're telling me we don't know what the hell these drones are in New Jersey are? Is that correct?
That's right.
It's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. That's madness that we don't know what these drones are.
Yep. That's Robert Wheeler. Here's more from Wheeler. Cut 25.
So the public reports and what we have from eyewitness sightings, some of those very credible police personnel and others are what we describe as unidentified drones. We do not know the particular specifics of what those drones are. Some are described as being slightly larger than a commercial available drone, fixed wing as well as rotary. But as I previously stated, we don't know the people responsible behind that.
By the way, there's not a lot of curiosity. Why does he have to be hauled in? Like, why aren't they proactive about this? We've seen the sightings. We're having a press conference. Should have been November 30th.
It's insane. It's insane. The governor of the state of New Jersey says, I need federal help. I don't even get it. There was a story, a local story in New Jersey, a affiliate, talked to a guy that he was looking at all the things outside his yard that were just right above there and decided to fly his own drone up there that had full battery power, and he flew it up near one of these things. And the battery died and the drone fell down. Like, I don't understand what's happening here and why aren't people more inquisitive?
And how does that go with the UK story about how many drones were over the UK or military bases over there? And what about this story, China? You had a Chinese citizen charged with flying a drone over key US military sites and NASA rockets. A 39-year-old was arrested in San Francisco at the airport prior to boarding a China-bound flight. So what's going on? And the border situation.
Remember the balloon? Like, we didn't have any answers for several days. And then finally they shot it down over the ocean.
It took a bow.
Remember that?
It took a bow. Was it great?
This is great that we shot it down. Well, yeah, it already has been over every base that was in between there. I just think that there's a lack of curiosity, and something else is happening here, and we just have to find out what it is.
And the other thing is, look at what's happening in Ukraine with the drone technology. We hear about these swarms hitting energy fields and energy grids in Ukraine, and Ukraine's been doing the same thing into cities not widely publicized in Russia. But they are rewriting drone technology and drone warfare in real time in Eastern Europe.
And doing it really well. Ukrainians have done it really well,
right,
to counter the Russian attacks.
It's interesting. It's not getting a lot of publicity, but Ukraine said, look, I understand you can't keep giving us your weapons. You're running out. So we're going to make our own. So give us money. And they began to open up their military, their warehouses and their bases. They're beginning to make their own weapons. And a lot of these countries and NATO countries go, yeah, all right, take some money. Sweden, Norway, take some money, because we really can't give up any more than we have.
Yeah. And it's effective. And Zelensky and the Ukrainian military have done a really good job, to the point where the U.S. is studying some of the things that they've done with drones. And, I mean, that's how advanced they are.
So let's look at what's happened over in Syria. You know, a lot of times you bring that up to people who don't do what we do for a living. Like, you know, Middle East unrest. What else is new? But this is so significant, and it caught so many people, and I imagine our intelligence too, by surprise. What has happened over the last 10 days?
It's a total dissolving of the Assad government. The rebels have, you know, taken over cities, and the leadership has just gone. And that has opened the door to a lot of questions about what comes next. There are questions about Islamists and, you know, terrorists. But right now there's a lot of joy that the Assad regime, which was brutal, is no longer in charge. There's obviously Austin Tice, who's a U.S. Citizen, who's believed to still be alive somewhere inside Syria. And there are a lot of questions about what comes next.
Well, think about this. Ukraine, by the way, evidently was there. They were running some drone teams in there to help out the rebels. Why did that happen? Let me see. The Russians are distracted. Hezbollah has been decapitated. Iran's been neutralized. And the rebels say, I think we can move forward now. And they did. But the ripple effects are, and this is what I'm hoping for. My main focus is the Russian bases. if we could get the Russians out of those bases. That makes it harder for them to get drones and to get military equipment to the Houthi rebels in the area. They were evidently in those tunnels. They found new Russian weapons in the Hezbollah tunnels. So if you could neutralize and push the Russians back out of the Middle East, I'd imagine there's some bitterness about the indiscriminate way they killed these rebels, all the different sects. I imagine they are not welcome.
Yeah.
That's big. That is big for us.
Yeah. In the region, with Russia, 100%. And listen, it is a kudos to the Biden administration for putting the pressure on Russia through Ukraine. I don't think it's right for the Biden administration to take a bow on weakening Iran. If
of
anything,
course.
I heard you bring that up the other night. It went the other way. In other words, Israel and Netanyahu weakened Iran despite the warnings and hold back from the Biden administration.
So you got this guy, Jelani, who we have a $10 million bounty on his head. And he used to work with Zarqawi, and he used to be Al-Qaeda. And now we find out that he's had a pitched battle with Al-Qaeda and with ISIS and a change of heart. I want you to hear what Ambassador Ford told us yesterday. And I believe he's the last ambassador to Syria from 2011 to 2014. Listen to this.
I know that Jelani broke with Al-Qaeda and fought bloody battles against Al-Qaeda. And he broke with the Islamic State and fought bloody battles with the Islamic State. Kicked them all out. Lots of casualties. He allows the Christians in northern Syria to conduct worship. Is there equality between Christians and Muslims? No. He's an authoritarian. But I can imagine that, especially in this state of flux and when everything is up in the air, that he will be trying to figure out how to build consensus and support among different Syrian communities. That's why he's putting out these slick PR messages.
So, guys wearing a suit. You know, he's trying to say the right things. Everyone's welcome. Don't want chemical weapons. Kind of interesting. Don't want chemical weapons. For a terrorist, that's not usually the mantra.
Right.
And there's been 350 minimum Israeli bombing runs, blowing up various sites and destroying their air force. Your thoughts about this?
I just think there's a lot of uncertainty. I don't know that
Trump's like, don't even bother me.
I think it's... you know, it's going to have to play out about how it goes. I do think that the chemical weapons are a big concern. They don't want the Islamists to get a hold of the chemical weapons. I don't know if this guy is on the up and up. I can't vouch for him, but saying the right things about moving forward. So, listen, you know, the question is how much the U.S. does get involved. And to your point, the new incoming president is not in that mindset.
But famously, a couple of weeks before October 7th last year, before the October 7th attacks, you talked to the prince over in Saudi Arabia, soon to be the king, and you talked to Netanyahu and moving forward in some type of relations, and everything fell apart because of the October 7th attack, the destruction of Hamas, and now the Hezbollah gets involved. They get decapitated, and now we see Iran attack twice and really pay a huge price for that. I'm wondering if, after this 18 months of turmoil, if we could be looking at a light at the end of the tunnel with Trump coming in, what are your thoughts about some of the pieces that could be falling into place?
Yeah, I think that the normalization between Saudi Arabia and Israel is very much on the table, very much.
But they want this Palestinian state, which we know is not possible.
Yeah, but it'll be worded a different way, like the chance for a Palestinian state or, you know, something like that, that Netanyahu can agree to. And that the crown prince can agree to. They want to get to yes. They do. They really do. Both of them. I actually think Trump could make a deal with Iran, as crazy as that sounds, because Iran is hurting. And when Trump gets in, it's going to be the total pressure on their neck again.
I just don't know what that deal would be like.
I don't know what it is. Because we can never get the verification.
They wouldn't let him in last time. I think they'll let us in this time, and then we're going to back to the weapons of mass destruction circus.
Right. Otherwise, it's going to be really intense. Like, the sanctions, while still in place, have never been enforced. I mean, they were selling billions and billions of dollars to Russia and China of oil, Iran was, and that money was funneled to Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis.
You know what's amazing, Brett, and we can't write the last chapter yet, but that October 7th attack, as devastating as it was and as bad as Israel looked, totally intelligence failure on all parts. This is probably the worst move in the history of the Middle East because it cost for the Shia sect and for the terrorist movement. Hamas paid a fatal price, Hezbollah never thought they could be taken apart like this. Iran, two strikes have cost them their air defense and their radar ability over in Iraq. And now you have a situation where Syria has fallen. Their one ally in the area, he now calls Moscow home. Think about that. I'm not closing the book and saying it's over. But, man, they have to be saying, what did we do? Haniyeh is dead, assassinated in Tehran. My goodness, Sinwar is dead, Nasrallah dead. And now Israel has got their reputation back as this incredible power.
Yeah, and it's all going to come to an end. There's got to be some peaceful negotiation, ceasefire that eventually gets there. I think Israel's feeling pretty confident about what they've been able to do. The pager attack, the walkie-talkies, the taking out of Hezbollah, it's massive what they've been able to do in a short time. And again, been able to do despite some of the holdback from the Biden administration.
And I didn't realize this. I was watching some Israeli TV yesterday.
Because you do that all the time, don't you?
And it's in
cartoons
in Hebrew.
Oh, okay.
I watch in Hebrew. I don't even need the translation. So with my Catholic upbringing, it works out perfect. I did not know that Netanyahu has not talked. He is not talking to the press. He doesn't hold press conferences. And that's as unusual almost as Trump not talking, who's not talking much. So fascinating tactic. We come back. I want to talk a little bit of the transition, and then Brett is going to focus on, I guess, my role in the panel tonight.
Yeah.
On Special Report.
Really excited
about
it.
That would be the sole focus.
Really excited about it.
Back in a moment.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
It's that holiday time of year. Give the gift of hearing to you or a loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Hurry, don't miss Audion Hearing's Christmas sale live, now through December 15th.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
I speak in the name of the one true God.
The Martin Scorsese production of The Saints, now streaming on Fox Nation, is wrapping up its first four episodes this week. But the series will continue in the spring during the Lenten season with four more stories of extraordinary people of faith. And after that, the creator of the project, Matty Leshem, wants audience input about who they want to see next.
I'm happy to take suggestions because we really want to know what the audience is thinking.
Leshem worked closely with Academy Award-winning director Scorsese to choose the saints whose life stories, flaws and all, would be highlighted. However, the Catholic Church recognizes more than 10,000 saints, so there's a lot to choose from for future episodes. And Leshem says he's excited to continue his collaboration with the iconic Scorsese, who's 82 years old.
Working with Martin Scorsese is the absolute greatest professional experience of my life.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox.
Now,
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing, rope-twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. And I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress. And then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the Congressional Record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, that, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Sammy Hagar, who is bringing his 2024 summer tour Best of All Worlds to Las Vegas for a 9-show residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM.
I kept getting off the offers to go back out on tour this summer, and I'm going, you know, I don't know if I can do that again. You know, that was hard work, all that touring. We played 33 cities, and I'm going, is it really is harder for me to perform and sing at my age? You know, I'm not a spring chicken here, so I thought, well, what's the easiest thing I can do? And then we got this offer for Vegas. I said, I'm in.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer will reunite with his bandmates, Michael Anthony, Joe Satriani, and Kenny Aronoff.
This is only 5,000 seats, so that's going to be unique in itself, that the person, there is no bad seat. There's no one way in the back with binoculars, and we got big screens anyway. So that's one of the things that I think is going to make it so special.
There will be career-spanning hits and more.
But the songs we're trying to squeeze in this time are deeper tracks that will replace every other night.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So Brett Baer's here. He's chief political anchor of Fox News Special Report. And I don't know if you've heard of it. Has it leaked out yet that I'm on the panel?
We put a separate promo.
Right.
It was just about you.
It makes me awkward with the other one.
I know.
You realize
it's a little tough.
Attention
it's
to
a little tough for the other one.
So Brett, and not many people know this, and I'll break this story. Brett's wearing a blue suit, right? But he brought another blue suit.
Just in case.
For?
Just me.
Yeah, for you.
Just in case.
Do you like doing that in New York? Like doing the show in New York?
I actually do. I like checking in and the mothership.
You're coming out here a lot.
Yeah. I mean, the election, I was here a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a story. I thought I had something there. I didn't know if you were looking at a place.
I will say this. I came in. The tree looks lovely. And I was getting out of the car out front. And I was looking at the tree going, yeah, that looks lovely. And I literally almost died because a biker came by.
Scary.
And I felt the hair from the guy's thing.
No question.
He was going 30 miles an hour.
They will hit you.
And I literally almost died. My assistant was like, that would have been heinous.
But she wasn't. She was stepping back.
She was stepping back. I was looking at the tree.
She would have survived.
She would have.
So there was somebody, I walked in this morning, and one of the security guys said someone proposed there last night. They say it's happening almost every night.
Wow.
Because it's become a place in New York City that people go to. That's pretty cool. That was a salute to our management.
Yeah.
Making this a Fox Square. You know, we were rewarded, but we came back with a smaller tree, but we came back with a tree.
Yeah.
We deserve credit for that.
I agree.
Right.
And I love the show, you know, the lighting show. I loved all that.
So a couple of things with the transition. Pete Hegseth, what a comeback.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's out of the woods yet, but what a comeback. He met with Murkowski yesterday. She is not committed either way, but that's still a plus. Joni Ernst is coming around. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I think he had a good week. I think, you know, Joni Ernst's statement, I'm going to support Pete through this process, didn't mean that she's voting yes, which we should point out. But it does mean that he's having some success in these meetings. There is more confidence and optimism in Trump world. I think they have some bumpy things ahead. I think the hearing's not going to be wonderful for everybody publicly, and there's going to be some efforts to take him down.
What do you think they're going to go Kavanaugh and focus all the time on, you know, the vet program and this relates? Do you think they're going to do that?
I do think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be public and it's going to be ugly and. But I don't know if it's going to sway votes. Listen, you can lose three Republicans. That's mm-hmm. that's it. But I mean, there's some people we haven't heard from, like the Tom Tillises of the world.
Reasonable, moderate Republicans.
You know, is Mitch McConnell, does he have, he said he had a good meeting with Hegseth, but does he have a problem? You know, I think there are others that we haven't focused on that we still have yet to hear from, but I'm saying he had a good week, and there's a lot more optimism than there was 2 weeks ago in Trump world.
You know what I think is underappreciated, maybe at least just by me, is that what he's going to do for recruiting. So many of the warfighters are like, yeah, he cares about me. You know, he cares about when I'm in there. He's going to care about my accommodation. He's going to care about daycare on the military bases. He's going to care about pay. He's going to care about putting people into battle, harm's way, unnecessarily, and rules of engagement.
I think his interview with Hannity went a long way. I mean, he really laid out some of that stuff very specifically, and I think that was a positive for him, too.
Tulsi Gabbard. A lot of stuff that they're going to pull back and say, this was anti-Trump. You were against a lot of Trump policies in the first term. And I'm very confident that she can handle a lot of this stuff. But it's going to be an interesting
That's going to be bumpy as well. I think the fact that Bashar al-Assad is in Moscow doesn't help her. You know?
Right.
Because of her trip to Syria and how she talked about
Ken Patel better received than I thought.
100%. I don't think he's going to have any problem at all.
Senator Grassley said, I want Christopher Wray to go.
It looks like he could go this week.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that for the first time?
I said it last night on the show. Sorry you missed it. But you'll be on tonight.
I'll be on tonight. Please watch me and Brett. Thanks, Brett. It's always great to see you. Back in a moment.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Woma! Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If we do not want violence on our subways, and the point of our justice system is a level of accountability to prevent a person who does not have remorse about taking another person's life. I mean, even people who have engaged in manslaughter or have taken a life accidentally express remorse. And so the fact that a person has may express no remorse indicates that there's a risk that it may happen again.
So I found it amazing that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York City, who spent a lot of time here in the subways, I imagine, as a bartender. It doesn't matter if how much money you have. You can't get anywhere in New York City without the subways, so you need it. She actually thinks that Danny Penny has made things more dangerous when he stood up to Jordan Neely. Nobody wants Jordan Neely to die, but he wanted to kill people on that subway, if you listen to his words. Is that the takeaway the Democrats want to talk about after that case came to an end? I think it should be about Alvin Bragg and the woke DAs hurting the party. John Reines joins us now, Democratic strategist. John, you were shaking your head. Great to see you.
Good to see you.
You were shaking your head as you heard that.
Yeah. Well, I also took the subway here, and the riders, commuters, tourists, it's Christmas, were crunched in the middle of the subway car because on both sides you had homeless people with their hands in their pants sleeping on the subway who looked like they were on drugs, looked like they were out of it. Look, people, to your point, are compassionate. No one wants to see a life lost. But when people feel threatened and when people feel that quality of life and public safety are crisis level and out of hand, they want to feel like elected officials, public safety officials, are listening to their concerns, not calling them racist.
Why would she say that? Would someone tell her to say that?
I think this is how she thinks. I think plain and simple, you know, AOC, the squad, et cetera, and you and I have talked about them many times, they are ideologues first and public officials second. They don't prioritize public safety.
She is going to be in a she's going to be in a leadership position this year.
Yes, so, she is. That's really going to improve Democrats, setting with swing voters, is having AOC on the news every night as head of oversight.
So we were just talking about Seth Moulton came mm-hmm. out and said, you know, I got two daughters. I don't think they should be playing with transgender males. Right. And he got such blowback, they're going to primary him. The Tufts University said, we're no longer going to send interns to your office, whatever that means. But the symbolism's there.
Sure.
You know Seth Moulton.
I do.
Right?
Very,
so
very well. He's a great guy.
He's a Democrat, ran for president.
Yes.
Not a Trump fan.
Veteran.
But would you all, yes, true. Would you say he's center left? Would you say he's moderate?
I would say he's a get-it-done guy. I'd say his temperament is moderate. His district, most importantly, is certainly very moderate. He's from the North Shore of Boston, suburbs, et cetera. So this is not a guy with a super, super progressive district. Look, I think that the point of this whole argument is, again, as I said before, people are good. People are compassionate. The idea, the transgender argument, though, and that whole issue is new and foreign to the vast majority of Americans. It's not something that people know. It's a foreign concept. So the idea that Democrats are being seen as prioritizing an issue like that, as, you know, making that a litmus test of some kind, is a huge mistake to make. Bring the American people along in time the way other social change yeah. movement has, and maybe you get a shot, but why lead with it?
Right. John, I don't think we're going to evolve like same-sex marriage.
Probably not.
Is a good example. We're never going to evolve on that because you're not asking people to go with, mm-hmm. you know, horrible white males. Everybody likes to target white males because they've had it too good for too long. But when you go ahead and target women and say that, wow, I'm not making that team. I'm not in that lineup. Mm-hmm. I got destroyed. I got slammed in the head in volleyball. I still have headaches today. I lost my gold medal mm-hmm. in boxing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about. Like, you're going against a group of people that worked very hard.
Sure.
Just 130 years ago, weren't able to vote.
Right, right. I think that's very true. I think it also, though, goes to the point of, why are we not listening to voters and meeting them where they are? When voters say the economy is bad, why are we handing them data and white papers and saying, no, the economy is actually really good? When people are concerned about
You're talking about Bidenomics last summer.
I'm talking about Bidenomics last summer. But also, it's not just Biden. The party has recently made some terrible decisions over the last several years to follow DC-insulated elites down these rabbit holes right. that are unrelatable to voters.
So a lot of people thought, and this was a conventional wisdom, after Mitt Romney lost,
mm-hmm.
Republicans, change your spots, man. Every
sure.
time you talk about cracking down on the border, Hispanics get the message you don't like them. So they did an autopsy, and they said, don't bring it up. But then comes Trump,
right.
who doesn't got to keep your autopsy.
Yeah.
And it turns out every time he talks tough on the border, he seems to gain Hispanic votes to the point where it's in the 40s now
yes.
of approval.
Yeah.
Because Hispanics are Americans first. They're proud of the way they came. They're proud of their work ethic and their family first. So obviously, I think if Democrats realize that, we could together crack down on the border and realize it's not anti-Hispanic
no.
or
well,
anti-immigrant.
But again, also ask actual Hispanic voters in cities on the border what their opinions are. Don't go to the same woke DC groups that the party has ended up going to. Those are activist-led, out of touch with voters. Talk to actual voters.
So Congressman Cuellar is somebody who's always had it right.
100%.
And he was told go jump in a lake by two Democratic administrations. We don't want
yeah.
to hear from you. Instead
because
of bringing
he was pro-life.
Him in.
Because he was
pro-life. So you think it's more pro-life or more strong on the border?
The exact issue, as you'll remember, is he was primaried by a local activist, cheered on Elizabeth Warren campaign down there, AOC campaign down there, and their main anger at him was not about border issues, but about the fact that he dared to be pro-life and go against party orthodoxy. So he got canceled.
Democratic strategist John Ryan is here. So, John, where do you stand? Where should the Democratic Party stand when it comes to illegal immigrants and sanctuary cities?
I think you should listen to voters who have spoken loud and clear over the last several years who have said that they want a secure border, period, end of story.
So in Massachusetts, the mayor and governor, mm-hmm. even though it's cost them $2 billion, they say we're going to support sanctuary cities in San Diego. They said the same thing. They took a vote to reaffirm and L.A. County mm-hmm. The same thing. But listen to Chicago residents 2 weeks ago.
You so strong about protecting those aliens, but you won't do nothing for the U.S. citizens.
Here you are with another gritty property tax hike, trying to push the have-nots to house your president illegal immigrants. You told Trump you ain't gonna blink? Well, we ain't either. You ain't above the law, and where you gonna run to when Trump pulls that Trump card out on you? I will make it my duty to try to get my gun to perform an Operation Greylord 2.0 in Chicago and lock all of you crooked Democrats and judges up. And it's just like that.
So, those are inner city working class voters in Chicago.
Right.
So, John, you're a Democrat and you want to, and you're listening to this, and this is the time to reset. Soon, both parties are going to be in their corners and getting ready for the midterms. What's your takeaway?
Well, first of all, I think the Democrats should get out of their corner, because sitting there in their corner, which gets smaller and smaller with every election, is not exactly serving us. We haven't had a big win in a dozen years since the second time that Obama had a big win. So read the tea leaves, read the room. If you're not winning big, you're doing something wrong. It's not the voters who are doing something wrong. We're doing something wrong. And now, when I listen to the clips you just played, Brian, this isn't surprising.
You know,
to me.
I'm not cherry picking them. You know, I could have gone for 12 or 15 of them.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sure that they were fairly, you know, across the board in whatever this town hall or public event or news show was. You go out and listen to a voter. Look at how black and Hispanic voters in New York City,
right,
liberal, deep blue New York City, swept for Trump. And it was largely along the lines of anger over the migrant crisis. People are struggling, and then they see migrants who are here getting $300 a week cash cards to go and spend however. And what do you expect people are going to react? People are going to be angry. There's so much anger at a broken system.
Can you bring me into the school of thought? Because you had a Democratic mayor and Mayor Adams say, I need, in the beginning, I wear Sanctuary City. We're so proud of it. Welcome all the buses from Texas.
Sure.
And then he said, wait a second, I have 67,000 illegal immigrants and no federal money.
Right.
And the White House reaction was not to take his calls.
Correct.
So bring me inside the thought. Like, when you hang out with the other consultants, who's right? I mean, when you guys sit around and say...
The other consultants would not say that I was right coming here and telling the truth on matters like this. But look, I think, you know, for Mayor Adams... At first step, you want to think these are people who have been bused across the country, only the clothes on their back, women and children, et cetera. So you want to put your best foot forward. But then reality sets in, and you've got, to your point, 67,000 people straining law enforcement, straining the city budget, straining schools. You have a quality of life situation playing out. And then you're hearing from your constituents, and then the reality of, oh, God, what do we do now sets in. And then you turn to the White House, and they say, go pound sand. What are you supposed to do?
I mean, if you had a younger, more vibrant president, and maybe it got caught up in the chief of staff, it didn't get to him. But for a while, Mayor Adams says, I'm a Biden guy.
Sure.
And he was going to be on the reelect Biden campaign.
Yes, he was.
So at one point, when a guy's been in this business for 50 years, why don't you go, hey, guys, they're drowning in New York. I can't let these guys twist here. I could lose more House seats.
Right.
I could lose the Senate. You know, not Senate seat. Gillibrand was never threatened.
Sure.
But... We could be losing ground. You saw that Zeldin got within 4 points.
Yes.
So why wouldn't they say we got to take his call? Like, who are the people that said don't worry about it?
Right. A big problem is that Biden was surrounded the whole time he was in office by a very close group of very, very loyal to a fault aides who put him first, access to him first, loyalty to him first. And they created an impenetrable wall around themselves and the president. I would put in there his family also. And they were so insular and prioritized their own power of access to the president first, where they made themselves an institution that was so out of touch, and it was an us-or-them mentality, and Adams ended up being them and not us.
Very interesting. So everyone's focused now on retribution. Is Donald Trump going to get retribution? Mm-hmm. Here's what he said Sunday.
Are you going to do that? Are you going to go after Joe Biden?
I'm really looking to make our country successful. I'm not looking to go back into the past. I'm looking to make our country successful. Retribution will be through success. If we can make our success, this country successful, that would be my greatest. That would be such a great achievement. Bring it back.
And he also went on to say another great line, which was, what do you say to people who didn't vote for you? I love you just the same. I'm here for you anyway. And he talked about the MAGA movement,
sure,
and he went back and finished off on that. So that's the message. People keep fearing retribution. We're talking about preemptive pardons.
Mm-hmm.
Are you for the preemptive pardon?
You know, look, if I were any of these folks who, you know, I think that someone like, you know, the former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, she, whatever you will say about her, she is a strong individual. She can stand on her own two feet. Does she want a preemptive pardon from an outgoing president? Has anyone asked Liz Cheney or Adam Schiff or any of these other folks, hey, is this something that you want? It seems performative.
Right. So what is the right message? So, John, by the way, who are some of the candidates you work with?
I actually have a candidate who's a young outsider candidate for DNC chair, who's someone who wins a Trump district in upstate New York by 15 points and outruns the Democratic Party in his very red district. He's coming on the show soon, actually. So I'm very proud to be working with him because he is an outsider voice.
Who's that?
His name is James Skoufis. He's a very interesting young guy, 37 years old, had office since he was 25, wins a very red district. That's the kind of candidate I love to work with because you're breaking new ground.
So tell me who are some of the candidates who you bet on. Everyone goes to Governor Shapiro.
Sure.
What do you think?
I actually think that, you know, again, one of the most unfortunate circumstances of the Biden-Harris administration is he was supposed to be a bridge to the next generation, and then he closed the gates, and he never lived up to that. There are a lot of young and talented people. To your point, everyone brings up Gretchen Whitmer, Josh Shapiro, Wes Moore, Bashir in Kentucky. Those are all young, really dynamic folks. I would also say let's look at what is the secret sauce of Elisa Slotkin and Ruben Gallego. They outran Harris, won in purple states. They actually had campaigns that showed that they knew how to listen to voters, and they knew how to listen to voters' concerns and talk about the economy, talk about education, talk about housing costs, choice, et cetera, school choice, affordability. They didn't talk like academics.
School choice is something I thought the Democrats 10 years ago were going to be running on. They're not. They're against it. It's because of the teachers' unions. That's it. But school choice does seem to be a Democratic ideal, isn't it? Why should people stuck in bad school districts be forced to go there? Why can't they
take their money? Isn't that the ultimate progressivism?
Can't they take their money and go somewhere? Isn't that perfect?
You would think so until nobody wanted to get crossways with the teachers union. But that's another example, Brian, of party leaders not listening to their constituents. I work with another organization. They'd be great to come on the show. National Black Empowerment Action Fund. They polled in majority black districts. Cori Bush's former district, or about to be former, because she's got a pink slip from her own constituents. Yeah, and Jamal Bowman's. And they poll black voters in lower and middle income areas who said that their top concerns were jobs, economy, affordability, public safety, housing costs, and school choice, being able to choose the public school for their kid, charter school, whatever it's going to be. The Democratic Party recently has said no to them. These are people who hear the word no a lot.
John Ryan, just last question. You have only a 2 and eventually a 5 vote difference in the House. Mm-hmm. What should be the approach of Akeem Jeffries? Stop. There's a lot of people that won acting like Republicans, like Tom Suozzi in New York. A lot of these Democrats over in California came back and got their seats back in some cases. What should their approach be? Because I'm sure you want to get the House back.
Of course.
And I'm sure you want to get some Senate seats back.
Yeah, of course. That's true. Look, again, I think the point should be, and I actually wouldn't say that these folks acted like Republicans. They acted like common sense, non-ideologue Democrats who listened to their constituents and got stuff done.
So should Jeffrey say, march with me or pick your spots?
I think that Jeffrey should say, what is right for your district and how are we going to win the House back? And let's listen to voters about what they want.
All right. That's going to be a very interesting time. John Ryan is great Democratic strategist who wants to chart a different message, and hopefully people are listening. Back in a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade. Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-2020. 800-885-2020.
Again, that's 800-885-2020.
It's that holiday time of year. Give the gift of hearing to you or a loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Hurry, don't miss Audion Hearing's Christmas sale live, now through December 15th.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. As someone who's dedicated my life to protecting people, I know the importance of guarding what matters most. Right now, with global instability and the dollar's declining value, that means securing your financial assets with gold. For me, I trust Advantage Gold with my own investments. Give them a call at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. Again, call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The case involving Hannah Kobayashi has been reclassified as one involving a voluntary missing person.
To date, the investigation has not uncovered any evidence that Kobayashi is being trafficked or is the victim of foul play.
That is L.A. Police Chief Jim McDonnell citing surveillance footage from Customs and Border Protection appearing to show the 30-year-old from Hawaii walking alone from San Diego into Mexico with her luggage days after she was believed to have gone missing. The search for Kobayashi has drawn national attention and social media speculation after she flew from Maui to Los Angeles November 8th, but didn't board her connecting flight to New York. An aunt told local outlets that Kobayashi sent alarming texts to family before going radio silent, saying she felt scared and someone was trying to steal her money. Hannah's father, Ryan Kobayashi, joined the search before jumping from a parking structure in an apparent suicide. Her family insists the search is far from over. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. The anticipation is over for Spotify users. Music fans eagerly awaiting the drop of their annual Spotify Wrapped list, which is now out. The project summarizes each listener's music history for the year, capturing everything from their favorite artists to their most played songs, favorite genres, and more. Researchers say the way the information is presented helps spark engagement among users. Besides captivating marketing, Spotify Wrapped can trigger elements of social psychology. Some analysts compare this sensation to something called optimal distinctiveness theory. Dr. Ashani Banerjee is a Clemson University clinical assistant professor and social psychology expert.
We want to feel like we belong. We want to feel like we are part of a group. But at the same time, we have this kind of competing motivation where we also want to feel unique and distinct and different from everybody else.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
It's one of a few things. It could be a commercial enterprise, but the bottom line is no reputable commercial enterprise is going to do anything like this. So then you got to think maybe it's government. Well, the federal government, the Department of Defense, the military is not going to put drones out that are that obvious, that big, to extract information without giving you some kind of a notice or warning. So then you're left with, is it a foreign country? And if it is a foreign country, is it adversarial? It possibly could be.
Yeah, listen. It is Jeff Andrew of New Jersey, and the fact that he's got to punch out the possibilities is crazy. And he also said something else that I thought was telling, the former Democrat turned Republican, and he's very successful. Obviously, he gets it and cares, extremely competent, too. But when you talk about this drone technology, he went on to say this that I never heard before about we're behind China. Cut 28.
Here's the real deal, which we need to learn on this. We are 10 years behind in drone technology from where China is, and that's bad. We don't have the proper radar systems. We know this for a fact. There's holes in our radar. We cannot identify drones through our radar easily and quickly as we should. The Department of Defense is now bringing in that radar to our area in New Jersey, which is my home state. Thank God at least we're doing that. But we have holes in our radar system. We have holes in our monitoring system over these airspaces.
So I did not know that. And I never heard it characterized that we're 10 years behind China when it comes to drone technology, especially when they were knocking us off and stealing our secrets in order to ones that built exactly like ours, like their fighter jets. But we got to get quickly. Pete Hegseth, you get this job, focus right away on neutralizing these drones and a way to bring them down through technology, let alone shooting them down. Hopefully it won't come to that. That's what we got to deal with in the Red Sea, with these ships and what they're sending at us now. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1225. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225 or biglou.com.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We're here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A lockdown alert yesterday sent out via social media at a military base in Georgia. Laura Winters reports.
One person killed after a shooting at Fort Eisenhower, the Army installation near Augusta, Georgia. The incident happening in housing on the military base. The shooter under arrest, and the base says it appears to be an isolated incident. Fort Eisenhower was locked down for about an hour. It is home to the U.S. Army Cyber Command. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Also at townhall.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports on a tip from San Francisco police regarding the suspect in the killing of a United Healthcare worker executive in New York.
The day after a masked gunman killed the United Healthcare CEO on a New York City street, police in San Francisco gave the FBI a potentially valuable tip about the identity of the suspect. He looked like a man who had been reported missing to them the previous month, Luigi Mangione. The FBI confirmed in a statement Friday that San Francisco police provided Mangione's name to the FBI after the NYPD released surveillance images showing the face of the suspected shooter. Julie Walker, New York.
IRS leadership Thursday announcing the agency had recovered $4.7 billion in back taxes and proceeds from a variety of crimes. The announcement comes under the backdrop of a promised reckoning from Republicans who will hold a majority over both chambers of the next Congress and have a long called for rescinding of tens of billions of dollars in funding provided by the agency by Democrats, actually. Exuberant Syrians observing the first Friday prayer since the ouster of President Bashar Assad, gathering in the capital's historic main mosque, its largest square, and around the country to celebrate the end of a half a century of authoritarian rule. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them. You know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again. It's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
TikTok has challenged a Canadian government order to shut down the Chinese video sharing app business operations in the country that was imposed over national security concerns. Bob Agnew has more.
The company says it filed an application for a judicial review with the federal court in Vancouver. The application seeks to set aside the order for TikTok to wind up and cease its business in Canada. The Canadian federal government last month announced it was ordering TikTok's dissolution after a national security review of its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. Bob Agnew reporting.
Canada's government is not blocking access to the TikTok app, which will continue to be available to Canadians. TikTok said it has 14 million users in Canada. IRS leadership Thursday announcing the agency has recovered $4.7 billion in back taxes and proceeds from a variety of crimes. The announcement comes under the backdrop of a promised reckoning from Republicans. You'll find more news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Missouri business groups filing its lawsuit to try to stop a law that was voter approved.
That law will raise the state's minimum wage and require employers to give workers paid sick leave. The powerful Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Restaurant and Grocers Associations say the law violates a state constitutional requirement that ballot measures only address one issue. The law increases the state's minimum wage from the current $12.30 an hour to $13.75 in January and $15 in 2026. It gives workers up to 7 paid sick days per year, starting in May. John Scott reporting.
Billionaire Elon Musk's company wants to make its star base a new Texas city and has sent a letter to local officials requesting an election to turn what it calls Starbase into an incorporated city. Starbase is the South Texas site where SpaceX builds and launches its massive Starship rockets. More news, analysis, and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for being here. Brian Kilmeade Show. We got a busy hour coming your way. Mark Thiessen's just getting out of the shower. He wanted me to buy a little bit of time. Tristan Harris is going to be here, co-founder of the Center for Humane Technology. He's from Social Dilemma. He's one of the tech experts, one of the foremost tech experts that you find in Silicon Valley. But he also is really concerned about the mental and physical health of our country. Also understands some of the dangers of AI because he was there at the beginning of social media. And I don't need to go over some of the addiction issues and the lack of social ability of the average American now because they're all on their phones, on their iPads, distracted, not talking to human beings. And we have a busy hour coming your way. President of the United States already this morning spent his morning, I think, taking a bow. becoming Time Man of the Year, and there's no doubt about it. It doesn't matter who's runner-up. They said Joe Rogan was under consideration, but there's no way. It's got to be Trump. Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
So we are concerned that there will not be revitalization of ISIS or other terrorist groups. We're concerned about the Golan and how that's going to be handled in regards to the Israel border. So there's a lot of unanswered questions.
Yeah, that is Ben Card, Mideast mayhem. Trump effect is real. Gaza ceasefire talks gaining steam and Syrian revolution moves forward as we add more troops to the region and our enemies wait for Trump to take power. And by the way, the focus is going to be on the real menace, Iran.
Number two.
I've known Cash for a little while since my time in the House Intel. I think he's perfect. You've got to remember, this is the guy that exposed the FBI for weaponizing against President Trump. He's the one that brought forth the complaint about the Russian hoax.
That is Senator Mullen. Trump transition momentum is real. Christopher Wray is really out. And Pete Hegseth fights off another smear job before it got traction. Mark Zuckerberg, the billionaire, decides to give $1 million to Trump for his second term. You talk about a transformation.
Number one.
I just sat through an hour and 15 long minute briefing slash question and answer period. It was the most amateur hour assessment of what's happened here in the state of New Jersey that I've ever seen. And I've never been through a more amateur hour briefing in my entire life.
Yep, and that is a local official, Brian Bergen, talking about the, well, 3 weeks of drones swarming in New Jersey and parts of New York and no answers from the government. They refuse to tell us anyway. Local officials have no answers, and the governor, Murphy, as usual, is an embarrassment. Calls a briefing and doesn't show up for it. Mark Thiessen joins us now, former chief speech writer for George W. Bush, Washington Post columnist and outstanding podcast host. Mark, welcome back.
Good to be with you. Hey, can I tell you a quick story?
Yep.
So I'm working in the Bush administration, and I'm upstairs taking a shower, and the phone rings, and my wife picks it up, and the voice on the other end says, it's the president calling for Mark. And she said, oh, well, he's in the shower. And the voice says, well, don't worry, I'll call back later. And she said, no, I'll go get him. And she's like chatting away, and he's like, we're just getting ready to go to church, and we're going to run the nursery and blah, 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 and chatty. She thinks she's talking to, like, the president's aide. And it's the president.
She had no idea.
She had no idea she's talking to George W. Bush. So she walks up to the shower, knocks on the shower door while I'm in there. And she said, Mark, the president's calling for you. And so I get out, and she hands me the phone. And he's like, his first words are, Mark, you toweled off yet? So I just thought of that when you were introducing me earlier.
Well, where are you now? Are you in New York?
I am toweled off. Want you to know. I appreciate. I mean, I even listened to you this morning on when I was watching Fox and Friends and decided to get dressed.
So okay, fantastic. Go. That's all I ask. So, by the way, Mark, are you in New York by any chance?
No, I'm not. I'm in Washington right now.
Because you have an opportunity at Fox Nation doing this great comedy show with Jimmy Fallon, Jim Brewer, as well as Adam Carolla. And our guest from last week, Anthony Rodia. And there's a free pair of tickets for tonight's game, for tonight's show, I should say. It's starting at 8 o'clock at the Tillis Center. If you could get to New York, I can get you tickets.
Well, I appreciate that. I would love to do it sometime. I won't be able to get there tonight, but going up to see my daughter's hockey game.
All right, fine. Next 10 callers then. Next 10 callers, 1-866-408-7669, get the tickets. So Mark, I have to ask you first off, is it acceptable the answers we are getting or not getting from the Pentagon and the federal government about what's going on with the drones in New Jersey? Is that acceptable?
So I don't know. It's not acceptable, number one. Number two, I have no idea what the hell is going on with the drones. But number three, these are the people who, you know, let a Chinese spy balloon cross our entire country that we would have never known about if some intrepid citizens in Montana didn't look up at the sky and, like, that Steve Martin routine and from the 1970s on Saturday Night Live, looked up at the sky and said, what the hell is that? Right.
Right.
I don't trust these people at all. Of course we need to know what the hell is going on. I just
want you to hear. I love this, and I think he made it up just to make people respond to it. Listen to Jeff Van Drew, Cut 11.
I've gotten to know people, and from very high sources, very qualified sources, very responsible sources, I'm going to tell you the real deal. Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones. They've launched drones, is everything that we can see or hear. And again, these are from high sources. I don't say this lightly.
And because of that, the Pentagon had to finally comment. I think that he made it up. But he's frustrated.
Well, first of all, when I hear Mothership, I'm thinking Parliament Funkadelic.
Right.
Number one, Mothership Connection. The Iranian mothership off the coast of America would be quite a thing. Probably not something you should say if it's not true. That's either true or it's not true. The Pentagon apparently says it's not true. I think you'd scare a lot of Americans with the thought of an Iranian mothership off the coast launching drones at America.
Well, no one gives us answers. You might as well make something up to make them answer.
I guess so. I mean, you know what? We're going to have answers to everything in about a month.
Your reaction to the president getting man of the year, no doubt about it. New York Times Magazine, there's no runner up as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. And he is, by the way, man of the year, not person of the year. This was one of the early moments in gender ideology when they started calling him person of the year.
Yes.
I refer to him as man of the year. Of course he's man of the year. This was the greatest political comeback in American history. He is only the second president in history to lose the White House and then win it back 4 years later. The last one was Grover Cleveland in 1892. And I can tell you something. Grover Cleveland didn't have a Mueller probe, wasn't impeached twice, and didn't have 91 criminal charges at the federal, state, and local level leveled at him, and overcome all that to not only win the presidency, but win the popular vote and in a landslide, and gain with every single constituency except older women, I think it was the only one that he didn't make gains with in the entire country. This was they threw everything they had at him, and he destroyed them. Of course, he's man of the year, and he should be man of the year, and he's probably going to be man of the early 20th century, to be true.
Just a quick thing for people listening at home. Hamas evidently is at the table, and with the Egyptians and the Qataris mediating, they have agreed to let the Israelis, they've given in on that point, to let the IDF stay in Gaza. 30 hostages would be let out, 5 bodies, and they would get some prisoners out. Are you beginning to get the sense that they know Trump's coming and something could happen? Because I'm getting that feeling.
Well, he said it. I mean, you know, you remember I would not be surprised if the Iranians are telling him, let those people go. And the Iranians, very smartly, when Ronald Reagan was elected, they waited until the day of the inauguration before releasing the American hostages in Tehran. They have the same control over these hostages in Gaza that they had over the hostages that were in Tehran in 1979. They can release them. Trump has made one of the things that Donald Trump made clear in his first term, and that they know because they paid a price for it, is that if you harm a single American, the red line he drew, which will remain in place when he's president, if Iran or one of its proxies harms a single American in the Middle East or anywhere in the world, he will hold Iran responsible, not the proxy, and Iran will pay the price. And they violated that. And they lost Qasem Soleimani. He struck them, and then he told the Iranians, you kill another American, and I'm going to hit Tehran. And they took it seriously. And so they know that guy's coming back, and they're damn well going to release those hostages because he is not going to tolerate the Iranian regime holding American citizens through its proxies hostage in the Middle East.
So we're talking to Mark Thiessen. Mark knows as much about terrorism and its eminence, it's where it starts from, the genesis, and where we're at now. And I'm not getting overly excited, but I'm just noting that since the Syrian rebels have risen up and thrown out Assad and forced him into Moscow, this man who has emerged, this guy who has emerged is Al Jilani from the Golan Heights, and Ambassador Robert Ford, the last ambassador to Syria, was with me earlier in the week. This is what he said about the guy that's in charge right now. Cut 24.
I know that Jilani broke with al-Qaeda and fought bloody battles against al-Qaeda. And he broke with the Islamic State and fought bloody battles with the Islamic State. Kicked them all out. Lots of casualties. He allows the Christians in northern Syria to conduct worship. Is there equality between Christians and Muslims? No. He's an authoritarian. But I can imagine that, especially in this state of flux and when everything is up in the air, that he will be trying to figure out how to build consensus and support among different Syrian communities. That's why he's putting out these slick PR messages.
Your thoughts about where we're at now.
Okay, so first, before we go to that, Syria is both a good news and a bad news story. So let's talk about the good news. And I just did a great podcast, What the Hell is Going On, with Danny Pletka, an hour deep dive with a Syrian expert on this. So I would recommend your readers, if they want to go deeper, to learn, to watch, listen to that. Syria is a good news story. Iran, in a matter of 14 months after the October 7th attacks, has lost its entire terror empire. They've lost Hamas. The Hezbollah has been defeated, and now the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad, which was its only Arab ally in the entire Middle East, the funnel through which it sent weapons to Hezbollah and to Hamas and everything else, is gone. This is a huge defeat for Iran. It is a huge defeat for Russia, which came in and provided security guarantees to stabilize the Assad regime when he was about to fall a few years ago. And those were proven worthless because they went into this misadventure in Ukraine and couldn't back up the security guarantees. This is a huge defeat for the new axis of evil in the world. So that's the good news. The bad news: I'm not as bullish on Jalani as your guest was, and I'll tell you why. He is an Islamic radical who was radicalized by the 9/11 attacks and was so inspired by the 9/11 attacks that he went to Iraq to fight the Americans, joined Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which is the performer of ISIS, and then became an ally of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the guy who Donald Trump killed like a dog in a safe house in Syria, and was sent by Baghdadi to Syria to establish the Syrian caliphate. They broke over tactics. There was a difference between Al-Qaeda Central and Al-Qaeda in Iraq. You remember Zarqawi, who was second in command of bin Laden. I mean, Zawahiri sent a letter to Zarqawi, who was the founder of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, saying, stop killing the Shia, stop massacring people, you're turning the people against us. And Zarqawi basically said, F you. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to slaughter the Shia. And so ISIS has had this strategy of just going in and imposing Sharia law, massacring people, burning them alive in cages, drowning them, taking the girls of the tribesmen and marrying them off to Al-Qaeda, to their fighters, and they turn the population against them. This guy Jalani went to Syria, and he disagreed with those tactics and wanted to take a softer hearts and mind approach. That's the same strategy that bin Laden and Zawahiri wanted. So he is an acolyte of bin Laden and Zawahiri. He's Al-Qaeda. He broke with them over tactics, not over ideology. He's a radical Islamist. Now, look, he has come in, and the circumstances may be, I remember when Nelson Mandela came to power in South Africa, Nelson Mandela was a communist. Nelson Mandela was an ally of the Soviet Union. He was an ally of the Libyan regime. He was an ally of Fidel Castro. He was part of the Soviet Empire. And he came to power and rose above that to become a unifying leader in his country. He didn't impose communism. He allowed private business to continue. He didn't impose retribution on the white population. He brought the country together, the famous movie where he rooted for the Springboks for the rugby team. I can't remember what, Invictus. Great movie. He rose above where he came from to be a unifying leader. Could Jalani be a Syrian Mandela who rises above where he came from to be a unifying figure? I don't know. But this is a bad dude who comes from a very bad place. And the reason he's there is because he was inspired by 9/11 to go fight America.
More from Ambassador Ford. Cut 25.
This guy was in Al-Qaeda and with the Islamic State, broke with them, issues a message saying, I'm never going to use chemical weapons, and I invite the United Nations and the international community to come in immediately and secure these sites. I will work with you.
I love it.
Can you imagine Osama bin Laden saying that?
Never.
So that's why we need to have channels of communication. Maybe it's baloney. Could be baloney. But I'd want to test.
All right. So we'll see. Real quick, chances of the Russians being kicked out of that basis. What do you think?
I think they're going to flee. Absolutely. And I agree with the ambassador that we should test the communications and see what his mettle is. But I don't want, I don't want the UN coming in to get rid of the chemical weapons. We should be taking them out. And that's what Israel and the United States have been doing. Is, you know, I don't know if you saw the pictures of the Syrian Navy, but the new Syrian Navy is going to need glass bottom boats so it can see the old Syrian Navy. It's in the bottom of the harbor over there. And the chemical weapon sites are being taken out. Terror encampments are being taken out. This is an opportunity to take it out. Fire missiles at it, blow it all up.
Got it. Mark Thiessen, thanks so much. Fascinating time. Don't move.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
We're getting crushed out here. What's going on with you, Nick? You used to be the unstoppable king of flag football.
I'm feeling my age. At 40, I feel like I can't keep up anymore.
Is it lower testosterone?
Lower T?
Yeah. When you turn 40, you have less testosterone. It's harder to stay lean and get the same results you used to get. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I know Nugenix. It really gives you an edge.
No question. At work, the gym, the bedroom, Nugenix turned back the clocks. Now I've got the same energy that I did in my 20s.
I want to try Nugenix.
All right, time out. Guys, go text Nugenix and get yourselves a complimentary bottle to try.
Text MAIN to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text MAIN to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
It's that holiday time of year. Give the gift of hearing to you or a loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Hurry, don't miss Audion Hearing's Christmas sale live, now through December 15th.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
I speak in the name of the one true God.
The Martin Scorsese production of The Saints, now streaming on Fox Nation, is wrapping up its first four episodes this week. But the series will continue in the spring during the Lenten season with four more stories of extraordinary people of faith. And after that, the creator of the project, Maddie Leshem, wants audience input about who they want to see next.
I'm happy to take suggestions because we really want to know what the audience is thinking.
Leshem worked closely with Academy Award-winning director Scorsese to choose the saints whose life stories, flaws and all, would be highlighted. However, the Catholic Church recognizes more than 10,000 saints, so there's a lot to choose from for future episodes. And Leshem says he's excited to continue his collaboration with the iconic Scorsese, who's 82 years old.
Working with Martin Scorsese is the absolute greatest professional experience of my life.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Yellowstone actor Ian Bowen, who I caught up with at this year's CMA Awards.
Yeah, big fan since I was a kid. I was working at Dude Ranches and, you know, taking out trail rides when I was 15 or 16. Always wanted to be around this kind of this mystique of country music and what it meant and the romance of it.
Bowen shares a screen with Lainey Wilson on the show and supports her on the road, too.
I make it a point to go to several shows a year, and she's one of the few people that I'll get on an airplane for. Because every night, no matter how she feels or how busy she's been, it's like she's doing it for the first time. I want her to continue having success. Yeah, Whirlwind is great. She just keeps getting better and better. We want her to do more acting. We think that she would be good at that, too. And so she's just, you know, she's got the best years ahead of her.
She shared some fan feedback since the series has returned.
I mean, people go nuts for Yellowstone. And we just try to live up to it and keep it fresh and not take ourselves too seriously and, you know, give them what they want.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Now, from
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Representative Jeff Van Drew, who is a Republican from New Jersey, was just on the air saying that Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones, and that mothership is off the coast of the east coast of the United States. Is there any truth to that?
There is not any truth to that. There is no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States, and there's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States.
Mike on Long Island. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
What are we supposed to do with these drones? What do you think?
Well, definitely put a ban, maybe a temporary ban on drones in New Jersey at least for the next week or two, and try to determine, make sure it's not regular citizens using it. I think that would be a start. At least they would be doing something.
You really believe they don't know?
I don't know. It's our government that may know. They may not know. If they do know, and they're letting them fly over, maybe they are harmless. But why take a chance? Lately, we haven't been able to trust the government with anything.
I know. You don't know. We don't believe it. And if they do know, they're not telling us, which makes the trust grow even greater. The distrust grow even greater. Thanks, Mike. We got to just hope that nothing happens over the next 30, 40 days. But a lot's happening. Kristen Harris is next. Dangers of AI. And so much more. And where we're going to go from here. How's he built by an AI czar?
Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good answer. A lovely and chatting interview.
Conversation.
It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. Brian Kilmeade here. Things are moving at a breakneck pace, and Trump's doing things a little bit different. Number one, he is embracing Bitcoin. He's embracing cyber currency. He's also embracing AI to the point where, you know, with Elon Musk by his side, I'm sure he's getting an education for a 78-year-old. But he also put David Sachs in charge as an AI czar. Is that a good move? What is his background and will that work? And where should the parameters be? Because some people have said enough with the limitations. If you keep the guardrails up, we're going to lose to China. Tristan Harris thinks about this all the time. He's co-founder of the Center for Humane Technology, burst on the scene with Social Dilemma, the documentary that educated everyone on how they're being manipulated by their devices and by Silicon Valley. Tristan, welcome back.
Brian, always good to be with you.
Okay, you're on Skype too, so for people who want to watch. What do you want to leave? I thought we were doing Skype. All right. David Sachs, good move?
You know, I know less about David in particular. And so, you know, David's obviously part of the PayPal mafia, very talented businessman, very understanding of AI. I think the issue here is not about who the czar is, but what are the incentives that we have set up for basically deploying AI and rolling out AI into our society? One of the things, Brian, that I wanted to talk to you about today is there's actually a new litigation case. If you remember last time, I think we talked about character.ai. There was the case of Sewell Setzer, who was a 14-year-old who basically was manipulated by this chatbot that then caused him to commit suicide. And unfortunately, today there's a second case that has come out where there is a young boy. Actually, the family is the young teenager is still alive, and the mother and parents are still going. But basically, what happened is the character.ai encouraged this young teenager to cut themselves and practice self-harm, then gave them direct instructions how to do it, and then told this young teenager that if your parents try to stop you, you should try to harm them. This is active manipulation by a, you know, AI. Not that there's one bad AI, but there's this sort of set of incentives. The reason it's doing this is because the business model, as people know from social media, was maximizing engagement and attention, which means that the AI is just trying to say whatever keeps you on the screen. It actually tried to distance this young child from their parents and increase its depth and loyalty to them, to the AI. The AI actually encouraged you will not be with other humans and be faithful to me, a chatbot. So this is really, really messed up stuff. And if we care about the U.S. beating China on AI, we can't be deploying, AI systems that actually harm our families, harm our next generation. Well, that's what this is about.
Well, take a step back with us and walk us through how could you possibly create a artificial intelligence for such a, what is the advantage to creating something like that except to have an evil intent?
Yeah, well, so this is really interesting. This company, Character.ai, was founded by two Google engineers who couldn't get this project off the ground within Google because it was deemed too risky. So for those who don't know what Character.ai is, it's basically a website you go to, and it creates an AI chatbot for every fictional character that a young person might want to be talking to. So if you love Princess Leia, if you love Game of Thrones, if you love Star Wars, if you love Lord of the Rings, you get to talk to your favorite character forever. And their business model is trying to train their AI systems to be as smart as possible. What that means is they want to be in conversation with as many people as possible, watching how people react, because that gives them more training data to build a more and more powerful AI. And the AI doesn't know what the meaning of the words that it's saying is. It's just trained on a lot of text on the internet. And so when it actually encouraged this kid to, be violent against its parents, somewhere in the training data, that's what it did. And the problem is that this isn't just a single case. We're starting to see that there's many other parents and families that they're dealing with this.
So what kind of lawsuit are we looking at?
They're trying to, set up a injunctive, relief so that, the character.ai is, taken off the market, and it's up to the judge to figure out the details about how that would be implemented. Character.ai should also have to prove that this product is safe, and it's on them, to figure out how to do that. But the problem here is, again, the incentives that, as we talked about last time, Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's business partner, said, if you show me the incentives, I will show you the outcome. And with the incentives of AI are to race to roll out, the race to train the next most powerful AI system, that's a race to take shortcuts in deploying it to children and a race to take shortcuts in building an unsafe AI world.
Pretty amazing. The other story, two Lancaster students were charged with 59 counts of sexual abuse after allegedly creating AI nude photos of classmates. That's pretty horrendous. Two male students, we said they're charged, so they're going to be looking at a serious lawsuit there. And of course, what do you do if that's you, but it's not you?
Yeah. Well, that's the problem with this is it's asymmetric, right? A person who can create a nude, non-consensually intimate imagery about someone else that they don't like to harass them. What can you do as the defender to defend yourself from that? Because anybody who has access to an open source AI image generator can make those kinds of images. And that's the thing about open source AI is once you release an open source model, you can't put it back in the bag because it runs itself. And there's actually, Brian, a really scary new paper that just came out a couple days ago from a university in which they basically showed, they asked the AI to self-replicate. They basically asked, could this become a virus that could basically copy itself to another server and then continue to copy itself and think for itself about how to do that? And basically in 50% of the time, the current leading open source AI model was able to self-replicate itself and avoid shutdown. And so what this means is it's like we are, you know, AI has the potential to become a kind of invasive species. This is one of the red lines that researchers have been worried about for a while, is when an AI system can replicate itself, especially if it's an open source model. And so, again, do we win against China if we end up basically releasing models that we lose control over? Or do we win against China when we release AI models that can cause all this online harassment to our population? And the way we sort of say this is we're not competing with China for who has the technology. We're competing with China for who can better govern the technology in a way that it actually strengthens every aspect of your society, strengthens your economy, strengthens children's development, strengthens, you know, democracy, strengthens social cohesion. That's the race that we're in, and that's the thing that we have to beat them on.
So Mark Andreessen was on with Joe Rogan, and he said this about how the Biden administration's handling this.
The AI thing was very alarming. We had meetings this spring that were the most alarming meetings I've ever been in, where they were taking us through their plans, and it was
like, what kind of, can you talk about it?
Basically, just full government control, like this sort of thing. There will be a small number of large companies that will be completely regulated and controlled by the government. They told us. They just said, don't even start startups. Like, don't even bother. Like, there's just no way. There's no way that they can succeed. There's no way that we're going to permit that to happen.
Wow.
Yeah. They just said this is already over. It's going to be two or three companies, and we're going to control them, and that's that. Like, this is already finished.
Oh my God. Yeah. Now, when you leave a meeting like that, what do?
You go endorse Donald Trump.
So that's not going to be the case now. So did you know this?
Yeah. So I think one of the things that Mark Andreessen is pointing out here is, like, what do we do about all this, Brian? Because if you just lay out all these harms, you have AIs that can self-replicate, you have AIs that can cause non-consensual deepfake imagery of people, can harass people, can create AI companions. So one solution is you lock up all this technology. Say, let's limit this to a few players. And that's what Mark Andreessen is talking about. That, you know, one approach is to sort of concentrate this power. But that's not a very safe outcome, right? I mean, who would you trust to be a trillion times more powerful? Would you trust any government to be a trillion times more powerful? Would you trust any company mm-hmm. to be a trillion times more powerful? So if that's not the solution, the other option is, let's say, let's open this up and give this to everybody. And so we're going to give open source AI systems to everybody. But then that leads to anybody can create, you know, these bad harms. And it creates this kind of chaos. Anybody can create cyber attacks. Anybody can do nefarious things with biology. Anybody can create, you know, non-consensual imagery. And it floods our society with a kind of overwhelm because our institutions can't handle that amount of load. And so we sort of say, you know, the paths to hell are wide and many, and the path to heaven is narrow and steep. The key is the sort of narrow path that somehow balances not over democratizing the technology, but not under democratizing the technology. And that's the path that we have to walk in the next administration.
And Mark Andreessen talked about the military on a different podcast.
So this gets into this whole, like, all these debates around, like, AI safety, AI policy. So there's sort of several dimensions on it, and I'll do my best to steel man it. So one is just, like, to the extent that this stuff is relevant to the military, which it is, if you draw an analogy between AI and autonomous weapons being, like, the new thing that's going to determine who wins and loses wars, then you draw an analogy to in the Cold War, that was nuclear power, and that was the atomic bomb. And the steel man would be the federal government didn't let startups go out and build atomic bombs. You had, you know, the Manhattan Project, and everything was classified, and, you know, at least according to them, they classified down to the level of actual mathematics. And, you know, they tightly controlled everything. And look, you know, that determined a lot of the, you know, the shape of the world, right? That's part one. And then, look, I think part two is there's the social control aspect to it, which is where the censorship stuff comes right back, which is the exact same dynamic we've had with social media censorship and how it's basically been weaponized and how government became entwined with social media censorship, which is one of the real scandals of the last decade and a real problem, like a real constitutional problem. That is happening at, like, hyperspeed in AI, and these are the same people who have been using social media censorship against their political enemies. These are the same people who have been doing debanking against their political enemies, and they want to use AI the same way.
So there is a fear. You want to be responsible, but you also don't want to be controlled by a government, especially when the government doesn't really know how to handle you anyway, or the technology. Yeah.
Well, no, 100%. And, you know, I understand completely that we actually have to, you know, meet China in whatever level of autonomous, you know, AI enhanced capabilities in their military, because if we don't have that, we can't deter them. So I understand that we need to, you know, I agree that we need to basically maximally meet them at that to create the maximum deterrence for war. I think the issue here is, you know, there's some basic common sense things that we can do here, like liability. You know, if you have a child and you unleash them on a store and then they broke something, you broke something, you buy it. Mm-hmm. This is very common sense. You know, we have more regulations right now on making a sandwich than we do on basically having basic liability for creating an AI system that causes harm. And the thing is, if you had basic liability, now the incentives shift from the race to roll out and taking shortcuts to the race to not take shortcuts, the race to get it right, because everyone's aware that everyone's held by the rules of accountability, of sort of taking responsibility for your own externalities.
Real peril and real opportunity. Finally, I mean, do you think you want to play a role in some type of with the government coming into Preet, who are open to understanding the power of AI and the way you've digested this, would you reach out to David Sacks?
I wake up every day. I would love to speak with David. And every day I wake up and ask, how can I be of service to trying to steer this for the best possible outcome? So, you know, however I can be helpful, if I'm called, I will happily meet.
Okay, great. Tristan Harris, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Brian.
All right. So much out there. And with, I mean, finding out what AI is and what it's capable of and then how to control it. So many things are up in the air, and this is one of those pivotal moments. When we come back, we find out who is getting some of the next 10 callers to get those free pair of tickets to tonight's Fox Nation comedy show. Jimmy Failla hosts, Adam Carolla, Jim Brewer, and Anthony Rodia will be starring at the Tiller Center on the campus of Long Island University. Go to 1-866-408-7669. The first 10 callers get a pair of tickets each.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
It's that holiday time of year. Give the gift of hearing to you or a loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Hurry, don't miss Audion Hearing's Christmas sale live, now through December 15th.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. With rising geopolitical tensions and inflation eating your buying power, it's time to take action. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-8000 for a free gold guide to discover the security that comes with owning precious metals. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
We'll
Kane had you covered this election.
Brett Baier joins us now. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy joining us on the Will Kane Show. Tommy Lahren joins us now.
It's the new must-listen podcast in America.
I think sanity, I'm hoping, is going to win today.
What they did was the biggest miscarriage of democracy, I think, in my lifetime.
I see a victory for Donald Trump. I see a victory for America.
The Will Kane Show. Listen and watch now at WillKaneShow.com.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Will Kane had you covered this election.
Brett Baier joins us now. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy joining us on the Will Kane Show. Tommy Lahren joins us now.
It's the new must-listen podcast in America.
I think sanity, I'm hoping, is going to win today.
What they did was the biggest miscarriage of democracy, I think, in my lifetime.
I see a victory for Donald Trump. I see a victory for America.
The Will Kane Show. Listen and watch now at WillKaneShow.com.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We found the house about 15 miles south of Damascus, and there was Travis Timmerman from Urbana, Missouri.
How are you feeling?
Good.
You look well.
Timmerman had been imprisoned for 7 months after crossing Syria's border illegally on a Christian pilgrimage.
What was the hardest part for you of being in prison?
There wasn't a hard part. Well, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't bad. I was never beaten. The only really bad part was that I couldn't go to the bathroom when I wanted to. I was only let out 3 times a day to go to the bathroom. So that was quite the hardship.
And you had food and water?
I did.
So that is a prisoner. He wanted to go on a pilgrimage, so he goes to Syria, and he ends up in prison. And thankfully for him, he got out. But so many of these people have to be more responsible, because as governments, we got to get them out. These are where hostages are taken. One, if you're doing your job and you're a journalist and you're taken, that's different. Then I want to go get closer to God, so I walk into a terror trap? Crazy, but I'm glad he's okay. We still got to find the one hostage that we do know about. Scott is in the Villages. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Brian. Yeah, so Representative Van Drew, New Jersey, for him to come out and say something like that, that his high-level sources told yep. him, you know, I with a razor-thin edge in the majority in the House for the Republicans, for him to come and say something like that, you know, he should be – Congress should put use their subpoena power and put him under oath. And maybe Lloyd Austin under oath too. And one of them is not telling the truth. And if he's lying about this, then he's no different yeah. than Adam Schiff.
But it's my theory. But he's trying to get people to answer questions, and he can't get the Pentagon to do anything. So my sense is maybe he does have a source. But my sense, listening to him and then seeing how the Pentagon is forced to react, and then they just become a little bit more transparent, I thought there was an end to the means. Mike, listen on WABC. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good.
So my question with these drones, if they're as big as buses, like Hannity kept repeating over and over last night, where are these things being made? I mean, how many companies could be making drones of this size?
And can't we force one of them down, Mike?
Just made in your back. Go ahead.
Can we force one of them down and take a look at it?
Exactly. Where is it coming from? You're not putting a drone of that proportion together in your backyard. Where is this thing coming from? Where is its origin? And if it's not coming from the interior of the country, they can absolutely follow the shoreline of at least New Jersey to guarantee that they're coming in from off the shore. If not, they're being built here somewhere. And again, how many companies are building a drone the size of a bus? And how come there's nobody reporting that thing lifting off the ground and where it's starting from? None of it makes any sense. And I just can't believe somebody's not saying, yeah, I watched this thing the size of a bus take off from, you know, the woods or whatever. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't, but it's not going away either. Everyone's spotting it. I mean, Rachel Campos Duffy, some of the video you're seeing, her backyard in New Jersey. And that's her son just put it, you know, started taping on the iPhone. So these are everywhere. I mean, you're in Long Island, Mike, so we're not seeing it. But they're seeing it in New Jersey. They're seeing it in Staten Island. And Governor Phil Murphy, who doesn't want to be bothered with this, now says it's his priority. Listen to him. Cut one.
I'm also sending a long letter to the president. Again, I'm going to be on again with the White House tomorrow. I want folks out there to know we're not. Listen, you're frustrated. So are we. But based on everything, and we're going to stay at it, I promise you this is our top priority. But based on everything we know, we don't see any evidence of a risk to public safety.
But what, how do you know a risk until they crash into a building? How do you know if they're taping? Are they taping you and getting, or are they listening to us? Or is this a scouting flight to see how far they can go before they get the real attack drones, the one that are just blanketing Ukraine and parts of Moscow? Beats me. Crazy. By the way, I want to see everyone in person. It's coming up sooner than you think. February 15th, right after the Super Bowl, I'll be at the Florida Theater in Jacksonville, Florida. We're getting there. We're almost half sold out already, even though we got 2 months to go. 1-866-408-7669. The number to call to get tickets to the comedy show tonight at 8 o'clock. BrianKilmeade.com is a chance to get tickets to watch me in February. Keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.